Do you hear that? Starts out kind of soft, but crescendos as the time ticks off the clock.
And the ball game comes down to this. All of this tonight down to this fourth down call.
All right, it's going to be a shotgun set here for Wolverton. Barnes in the backfield. He wants to throw the ball, throws it in the corner of the end zone. It's going to be knocked down. Hastings High wins.
It's the heartbeat of a community. A community that gives us the spirit to win and the force to follow through.
And he's got the corner and then some. Taken off is Kyle Hawthorne. Goodbye. 35-30, 20, touchdown, Giltner. Bam, answered.
It echoes throughout the state on Friday nights. And if you listen closely, you just might hear it calling your name.
Play action pass. He's going to watch it down the left sideline. Jump ball down there. It's going to be caught. Caught by Overmiller at the 5-yard line. He takes it into the end zone for the touchdown.
It's game day on The Breeze 94.5. Perfection. For one team tonight, the dream of an undefeated season will come to an end. Two teams, 3-0. For the Adams Central Patriots, defense has been the key, along with the running duo of Jake Fowler and Buzz Niederklein.
20-yard line, pitchback comes to Niederklein, looking to get outside, now cuts it back to the center of the field, gets away. Touchdown, Adams Central.
Enter the Gibbon Buffaloes, a team that struggled last season and entered this year with the goal of never going through that again.
I'll hand the ball off to him. Nope, the quarterback keeps it after the fake. Stroh bounces to the outside, gets the corner, it slips in for a touchdown.
It's the Adams Central Patriots, the Gibbon Buffaloes, and it's on The Breeze 94.5. Let's go to the Cornhusker Power broadcast booth for the call of tonight's game. Here's Craig Eckert.
John. John!
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
What's going on? Thank you, and good evening from Gibbon High School on a beautiful Sunday, Friday, sunny Friday afternoon, I should say. We're about a half hour away from kickoff. This is another top 10 matchup here, 2 weeks in a row here on KLIQFM and KLIQFM.com, The Breeze 94.5. Craig Eckert along with both Jeff Babel and Tim Bob Kitzmiller tonight. So we'll have plenty of insight on a couple of option games and a couple of teams that would rather run than pass, and we'll see how that plays out. You're listening to the NewTek Seed pregame show here on The Breeze 94.5. Don't forget, call your contact, your Terry and Jason Stark, your NewTek Seed dealer near you. From the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, we are on the Gibbon side of the field at this point, although I guess everybody's sitting on one side of the field at this particular stadium. So wide open setting at Gibbon High School, the new, relatively new Gibbon High School, and again, a beautiful field to play on despite all of the drought conditions we've had around us. Somehow the groundskeepers have done a good job at all the venues that we've been at so far this year. Guys, say hello, and then we're going to introduce the coaches.
Hello. How are you doing tonight, Craig?
What are we thinking?
I think we got two great games, great teams matched up here tonight, both undefeated, both of them looking to run the football and play some good defense, and it should be a fun game.
you know, we got number two in some polls, number three in other polls, Adams Central, number nine in the Lincoln Journal Star for Gibbon. 3-0, like Tim Bob said there, is going to be ground and pound. You know, both teams like to establish their run. They've got all-state caliber running backs, and so that's what we're going to have tonight, a lot of running. You might even see some play-action passes being the key to the game because of the game. We'll see which team has the better running game, because whoever has the better running game is going to win this game.
Okay, we'll see whether that plays out, and let's see what the coaches think. We're going to hear from Mark McLaughlin, coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes, first up, and then we'll hear from Adams Central's Bill Carlin here on the New Tech Seed pregame show on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com. We'll be right back.
Rivals Barn Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Barn Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's will take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Urid at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Good evening and welcome back to the New Tech pregame show. Tyson Ivronik with you as we are joined now by the, joined first off by the home coach for tonight, the home team, the Gibbon Buffaloes. They are facing the Adams Central Patriots, and we are joined by Coach Mark McLaughlin. Coach, appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Coach, the Gibbon Buffaloes, a 3-0 start to the year. What has been the secret so far, or what has been the key, if you will, to the Buffaloes' success?
I think it's a combination of things. We've been pretty healthy, which is huge any time of the year, especially early. Typically by the end of the year, you're going to be dinged up a little bit, but if you can avoid early injury, that's pretty big, and we've been pretty fortunate to do that. We've had a few here and there, but nothing season-ending or anything like that. So that's helped out quite a bit. But I think the biggest thing that we've been able to do is win the run game. We're stopping people, for the most part, defensively on running the football, and on offense, we've been able to take, you know, 350 or 400 yards a game on the ground. And when you can do that, you'll win a lot of games.
The Adams Central Patriots in town tonight, the start of your district play, and a lot of coaches will say this. I mean, this is really kind of where the real season, if you will, begins.
Yeah, for sure. And especially when you get, you know, this is the biggest team in C1. They've got a lot of tradition. They've kind of had their way with us in the past. And like you said, it's the first district game. So that makes it even bigger. And you can get out 1-0 in the district. That does a lot for you. If you're already 0-1, you're fighting back the whole year. And then you got to hope somebody else beats Adams Central or whatever so that you can win the district. And you know, that's not something you want. You want to control your own destiny. And both within the district and in the playoff scheme, the best thing we can do is win against Adams Central and put ourselves in the driver's seat.
Taking a closer look at the Adams Central Patriots now, their defense, and I'm sure you've seen it, seen the stats, maybe the most important one, only allowing 7 points in total in their three games. What does your team have to do bring to the table offensively tonight?
I think we need to be diverse. We've run the ball well. Passing has been a little bit difficult for us at times, and I think there's a couple things that go into that. One is, you know, when you run the ball, you don't need to pass. If you can run it effectively, honestly, if it was up to me, if I could run it every down, I would. And if you can't stop it, too bad. We're just going to keep running it. But chances are Adams Central will find a couple times when they can stop us, and that means we're going to need to have a pass game if we want to score points. And I have a lot of confidence in our passing game. We just haven't gone to it very much. So it's a little bit untested. So that's number one, is have a pass game. Two, we got to protect the ball. If we're turning it over, we're not going to score points. And three, we've had a couple drives get killed on penalties. We get down towards the red zone and we get a holding penalty or something and it kills us. So games like tonight, you can't do that. You got to take advantage of every opportunity.
We've had the opportunity to see the Adams Central Patriots really the last 2 weeks, and I'm sure your focus defensively is going to be stopping their ground attack, whether it's Jake Fowler or Buzz Niederklein. This is a team that has a lot of success running the football.
Yeah, and that's what they've done for years. I've been here in Gibbon for the last 7 years, three of them as an assistant, and then this is my fourth year as the head coach. And lately, we haven't played Adams Central, but when I first came around, that's all we did. It was Adams Central every year, and Maryland I blast, and Pro blast, and Slot blast, and Blast Pass. I mean, they're old school, and fortunately for me, I've seen them lose before. I've seen them get stopped, and I think our kids have seen them get stopped. I got a couple tapes of them getting stopped, and we know what we want to do, and it actually fits right into our base defense. We don't have to do anything different than we normally do. It's just a matter of executing and what I would say manning up, toughening up when we have to. And I think we'll be able to slow them down a little bit and stop them at times, and hopefully that'll be enough.
How does your team coach stay perfect on the season in his game tonight? What are the keys?
I think the biggest thing is going to be to eliminate the mental mistakes, the penalties, the pre-snap penalties or the after the play is dead, getting a little push and a shoving match. And there's going to be some of that. I can guarantee you there's going to be some of that. And you got two teams, 3-0, coming in. Emotions are going to be flying. And what our kids are going to need to do is dodge that. Let Adams Central get the 15-yard penalty and take advantage of it. We can't get those. Another thing we're going to have to do is protect the ball. We've turned it over, I think, six times this year or seven times this year, and that's seven too many. So turn it over against a team like this, they'll make us pay. And then I think there's probably going to be a couple kids in the game that everybody's talking about, the Niederkleins and the Fowlers and the Van Meters. Somebody that's not named Niederklein, Fowler, or Van Meter is going to have to do something big. And these are the kind of games that you look at those names, but you need a kid like the Ackerman kid from Adams Central, their tight end. He might be the kid this week. Or Nick Fulmer from Gibbon, or Luke Schuster from Gibbon. You need somebody that's not the headliner to come do something special.
Once again, that's Mark McLaughlin, the head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes, on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Stay tuned to the New Tech pregame show. Mike Will is up next. He'll be chatting with the Adams Central side of things with head coach Bill Carlin.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, So head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. But when it's too hot or too cold, you're bound to be uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish. Electrical and metal fabrication too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, St. Paul, Gibbon. AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax, it's Rheem.
And we're back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get you set for Adams Central and Gibbon here tonight. Spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Bill Carlin. And, Coach, off to a 3-0 start. Looks like you guys are clicking on all cylinders right now.
Well, we're playing well at times, and then at times there's some things we need to kind of iron out. But for early in the season, we've been pretty pleased. I thought our defense has really gotten us off to a great start and has been very stingy in what they've given up and kept us in the game when our offense isn't firing. And then when we've gotten a little bit of field position and been able to move the ball, put a few points on the board, and we've been able to get by.
What about that defense last week against Fairbury? You didn't allow actually a first down until the last series, didn't allow a positive yard until the last series. What's been the key with that defense so far?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. Our defensive line up front's done a real good job. Our linebackers have flowed well to the ball, and really our secondary hasn't been tested, I don't think, yet. We haven't seen a team that has had time to throw real well and hasn't been their strength, maybe. So it's kind of a little bit of matchups, and right now we've matched up real well.
Jake Fowler took one game off because of an injury, but that's just allowed Buzz Niederklein to hop into the offensive side of things. Kind of got a 1-2 punch there right now.
Yeah, I've been real fortunate. You know, it'd been a lot of years that we'd be real happy to have Buzz as our starting tailback, and he does a great job back there. He's getting better and better as the year has gone on, as he's got more reps. And then Jake just gives us another dimension that you just don't teach to some kids, and he's doing a good job helping Buzz out. And those guys give us a nice combination.
Well, they got one football. Is there a magic formula how to get those guys in the ballgame?
No, but I just think we can keep them fresh, you know. And Jake's not back to 100% yet, so we'll use him as we can. And then it's nice to have Buzz just go in when we need him, and also just give Jake a blow every once in a while. So it's a good problem to have.
You guys, I guess the passing game has been a little susceptible so far this season, but I think he took steps last week against Fairbury, didn't he?
Yeah, I really think we did. You know, I think it was probably more of a combination of my fault and my play calling didn't match some of our kids' skills. And so, you know, I realize I have to make proper calls for each team, and sometimes just finding our strengths and our weaknesses takes me a while also. So I thought we did a better job of matching our strengths and our play calling a little bit last week.
Is this team a different team than we had a season ago?
Oh, I think so. You know, I don't know if we can do some of the things we've had. We had a great big fullback last year in Kyle Cutterford, and we could ask him to block a defensive end or a linebacker or a cornerback, and he was able to do all those things with his size and strength and experience, and we can't quite do that this year. We had more experience in our line last year, and I think that helped us out. And then we had a combination of quarterbacks that we could rotate a little bit and talk to them in between plays and that sort of thing. And so we had some things there to go with that I think were all assets that this year's team maybe don't have.
You play Gibbon here tonight. This is a team that you really dominated the last time you played in Class C1 football, but this could be a different story this year. This is a pretty good football team.
They're a very good team. They do some things very well. They really hustle. They're playing with a lot of confidence right now. They're excited about where they're at. They're believing in what they're doing. They got an excellent running back in Eli Van Meter. Their quarterback throws the ball very, very well. They have a wide receiver that's very gifted. And so they got a combination of people they want to get the ball to. They know who they want to get the ball to. And their other kids just do their roles. Their line pulls real well. They do a lot of misdirection and try to finesse you a little bit with their veer. And so they just do a lot of things very well.
Talk about Van Meter, 794 yards in three games so far for Gibbon. What'd you see about him?
Well, he's very talented. If he gets into the crease, he's had some long runs for touchdowns. Last week, he had almost 200 yards just on his touchdown carries. So, he's averaging 40 yards per carry on those five carries. So that's pretty good. So we hope that we can keep him in the box a little more and not let him get out of containment quite as much. And he's definitely got our attention. But he's not the Lone Ranger. They do a little bit of other things, and they throw the ball well enough to keep people off balance. And so we'll have to read our keys and do a good job.
They average about 345 yards per ball game on offense, so a majority of their offense goes through Van Meter, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. He's their starting point. They do a lot of one back, so he's obviously their carrying the ball carrier. Their quarterback, though, does run the ball off their veer in their option game a little bit, and every once in a while they slip into the eye and run some fullback tailback sets. But for the most part, they're a spread team. They're going to try to spread the field with formations and then try to create creases for Van Meter that way.
What about defensively?
Well, defensively, they start off with a base 4-4. They do a little 4-3 work, and they yo-yo some of their outside linebackers up and down and get a monster look with them in passing situations. Sometimes they'll drop both of them back and in obvious passing situations and try to put five in the secondary. But for the most part, they're a 4-4 base, and they get after you pretty good with those interior six people with their two linebackers and down four, and then try to keep everything in corral and not let you get behind them in the secondary.
Obviously, when you look at keys for this ball game tonight, stopping the Van Meter kid, I don't know if you can stop this kid, but just containing him?
Yeah, I think that's a start, you know. But on offense, we want to run the ball. We want to do some of our things. And if we got the ball, we don't have to worry about him quite as much. So we've had good success over the years of teams that have high-powered offenses keeping the ball away from them. And that'll be part of our goal is to control the ball and keep it out of their hands. And then when they get it, we got to just play smart defense, read our keys, tackle well. And, you know, he's not a great big running back, but he's an elusive running back. So we want to make sure if we can't get a big hit on him, we want to at least be grabbing cloth and not let him get away.
All right, good luck.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
That's Bill Carlin. We've got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up. It's Adams Central and Gibbon tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Farmers, it's time to beat the heat with the best value of the year on a T&L pivot system. Save $5,200 on a quarter-mile pivot and get the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L Irrigation today or your local T&L dealer or check them out online at TLIRR.com. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back again on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Craig Eckert along with Jeff Babel and Tim Bob Kitzmiller. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your starting lineups, first of all, for the visiting Adams Central Patriots, coached by Bill Carlin. Jake Fowler, the injured but on his way back to recovery, starting running back, is a senior, 5'10", 195 pounds. Creighton Reed is a quarterback, 5'10", 180. He's a senior. Derek Lanowski will start on defense. He's 5'10", 165. Blake Overmiller, split end, defensive back, 6'3", 175. Buzz Niederklein on defense and also spelling Fowler on offense at the running back slot. He's 5'9", 175. Cole Rosvit is a senior, running back, DB, 6', 170. Jack Berry, and Cole also does the punting. Jack Berry, a junior, running back and defensive back, 5'9 and 180. Nathan Heinrichs on the offensive line is a senior, 6'4, 240. Connor Munger, senior, on the line, 6'1, 190. And Easton Ehlers is a 6' 190, also on the line. Lathan Schmidt plays on the D. He is a junior, 6'2 and 200 pounds. Josh Niehiser, center, 6'1, 210 pounds. And Jess Ackerman, tight end linebacker, 6'3", 210 pounds for the 3-0 Adams Central Patriots. They are ranked in the top five. The Gibbon Buffaloes are ranked in the top 10 at number 9 by the Lincoln Journal Star. By most accounts of the statewide polls in C1, we've got a top 10 matchup here with the Gibbon Buffaloes. Defending home turf and coached by Mark McLaughlin. Here's your starters. Nick Fulmer, 5'10", 140. He's a wideout defensive back. Garrett Stroh is just a sophomore. He's starting 5'11", 150 at the quarterback slot. Luke Schuster, 5'8", 155, senior wideout. Dakota Kenton, tight end, 5'10", 180, and a junior. Eli Van Mater, watch him go, 5'8", 150, and a senior at the running back slot. Quentin Rockefeller, 5'8", 135, a junior, also running back. Ryan Newyer, 5'11", 180, and a junior on the line. Derek Kroll, another lineman, 6'1", 195, and a senior. Jared Dorzinski, 5'10", 190, and a junior. Adrian Banalos, 6'1", 195, senior. Victor Rodriguez, 5'11", 195, and a lineman, a junior. Kalen Hines is a defensive specialist, comes in as a defensive back. Kalen is 5'8", 160, and a senior, and those are your starting lineups. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank, Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings. Here at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, we're under a sunny sky, a clear, wide Nebraska horizon here. It's kind of fun to be a Flatlander when you can see it as far away as this. We won't see much in the air tonight, including footballs.
No, it will be a running game. It will be a power running game. Two teams line up, getting in the eye, as you heard in the coach's show. You're going to have a little more variation in the setup and in the formations from Gibbon, where Adam Central is going to stay basically with their power eye set and go pro set. But I think this game may come down to the quarterback position. You got a senior quarterback going against a sophomore quarterback. The size goes to the Adams Central team and a lot of experience, a lot of seniors on that team. This should be a great matchup.
You'll hear it described as a Maryland eye, triple eye, stack eye. It's three deep, and it usually works pretty well if you've got a smaller running back dotting that eye so that people have a hard time getting to see that person. It worked well in the second half 2 weeks ago when we saw St. Cecilia and Ravenna go duke it out, and St. Cecilia came out in the second half, had much more success offensively when they used that Maryland eye as opposed to the first half when they were forced to punt like six times. So it can be a devastating tool if the defense isn't prepared to defend it, but we have no reason to believe that either of these coaches aren't ready for the other guy.
Yeah, this is a game, it's a top matchup, and it's also a district game. You know, it's a C-17 district matchup. This is going to be a real measuring stick game, is what I say, for Gibbon. You know, they're 3-0, but they're two of their three wins against Wood River and Gibb. Their A's were not traditional powers, so is it a false 3-0? You know, Adams Central, you see it, you know, they've been at B for so long doing so well. You know, you expect the 3-0, so we'll see if that goes. The matchup that, you know, everyone is looking forward to, Eli Van Meter versus Jake Fowler. Eli Van Meter, he's a short kid, but he's powerful. He's a $1.40, $1.50, depending on, you know, what he ate for lunch that day. And versus Jake Fowler. Jake Fowler, the all stater from Class B coming down to C1. So that's going to be an interesting matchup, you know, in that one. But, you know, like we said, we got other players like Schuster and Stroh for Gibbon.
I think the big thing you're going to see is the defenses. You know, who can stop the other team's big plays? Who's going to cause a turnover? Who's going to get that big play? As the coach has said, who besides Fowler and Van Meter are going to make a play?
Well, I thought that Coach McLaughlin made a great point, and that is a 15-yard penalty. You can't have those.
No.
If you're this kind of team, either one, you can't have that.
No. And you get behind the chains at a running offense, it's very difficult to see. We saw that a few weeks ago when we had the Hastings High Tigers. When they got behind the sticks, it's very hard to pick up those first downs on a 3rd-and-15, 3rd-and-20.
New Tech Seed pregame show, Craig Eckert, Tim Bob Kitzmiller, Jeff Babel. Jeff, what you got?
Well, I just wanted to make a note. You know, offensively, Gibbon averages 450 yards a game. Adams Central only gives up 85 yards a game. So we're going to see if, like Tim Bob said, the defenses, they're going to come up big. And based off that stat, it's going to be a heck of a contest to see.
Coming to you live from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here at Gibbon, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your specs. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. They are introducing the hometown Gibbon Buffaloes right now. And we are in a beautiful facility here. If you didn't know this, and some of the Adams Central folks who, you know, are used to the Class B and the C1 now, you haven't heard too much about Gibbon. They did a swap between the school district and the city. to get the land that we're broadcasting from right now. It's south of Gibbon, and a brand new high school and I believe middle school are in the same, and it's and the track and football field are south of that, and south of that is simply Nebraska cornfield. So it's a great setting here. And this is the kind of picture that if I was a photographer, although I think Jeff, you already did post a picture on the Facebook page, right? That just illustrates Friday night in Nebraska football. We're only a couple of minutes away from the kickoff tonight. Adams Central won the toss. They deferred, and they will kick off to the Gibbon Buffaloes. We're going to take a timeout here. We'll be back with more on the New Tech pregame show right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low E glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Ah. Get all your Anderson Window and Door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Farmers, when you're looking for new or used farm equipment, remember Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer. Oregon Trail Equipment is your source for new and used tractors, combines, planters, sprayers, skid steers, and lawn equipment. Need parts, service, or just some helpful advice? They'll take care of you. Search new and used inventory online at OregonTrailEquipment.com. Keep going and keep growing with Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer with 7 locations throughout central Nebraska and Marysville, Kansas.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. All aboard! On a 2011 Ford Fusion, that is. All power options has the leather and an awesome 34 miles per gallon highway. Books for $19,375. Yours for $17,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Greg Eckert along with Jim Bob Kitzmiller and Jeff Babel from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. And as we broke for the national anthem there, we're reminded that the Old Glory gives us some inspiration and some information. And in this particular case, light winds out of the west is the information as we look down there. And she's a-blowing there.
Game like this, wind ain't going to make a whole lot of difference. It don't affect the pitch.
You're absolutely right. It doesn't affect the pitch. Speaking of pitch, there is a nice crown on the field here at Gibbon. We've actually, we were talking, Tim Bob, when you and I did the game at Hastings College, how flat that was.
Yeah.
And then next week we had Duncan Field. That's flat. So actually a crowned field is not necessarily
a given.
But we had a nice one last week at Gilder. They do a nice job and a nice job here maintaining the field in Gibbon, despite, as we said, of course, all the challenges with the drought-like conditions here in Central and 70% of the state of Nebraska. Getting ready to tee it up, the Adams Central Patriots. Buzz Niederklein gives it a ride. It's a high kick taken at the 10-yard line. Van Mater coming back this way, cuts to the 30, across 35, cuts laterally, and did he go down? No, not yet. He stayed on his feet and fell forward to about the 35. As the result of a nice effort.
That almost went a lot further than it was. He thought he was
Adam Central on defense. Singles setback by with the it's throw the quarterback handoff and stop quickly at the line of scrimmage is Van Mater's. Second down, 10 coming.
As we said, this Patriots defense does not give up a whole lot of yards, and they are certainly keying on Van Mater on that first play. Good play by the linebacker on this side.
Adam Central facing 9 yards to go on their second down. They go no huddle, bringing substitutes in. Creighton Reed is over as a split end on the far side. Check that. Luke. As Stroh goes under center, the southpaw has nowhere to go. It looked at the flat and now has to keep himself. Gets strangled back there. About a 3-yard loss. Third down coming, 12 yards to go.
Wanted to throw the swing pass out to the left. Had it well covered out there. Had nothing to do but eat it. And there was a pack of Patriots right around him when he tried to take off. Third and long, as we talked early, is not a good thing for either of these teams.
Better progress than I did. It's third down and just about 10, so they've got to pick up 10 to keep this drive going. Given Buff with the ball, first possession of this ball game. As they break, shotgun, Van Mater. Schuster goes in motion from the left to the right, calls out the signals, and he takes the handoff, throws in the flat, goes out of bounds. Could have been a lateral, but it goes out of bounds. No big deal. Intended for Luke Schuster.
Strong side blitz by the Patriots that time. Broke that play up, allowed the defender to get his hands up, and he could just throw the ball away because there was nothing happening out there to the wide field.
Looks like a punt coming. And back to do that is Braden Snell, the putter for Gibbon. Standing back at his own 30-yard line for Adam Central is Fowler. He'll come up on a short kick, bounces at the 40, and then just dives there, and then takes a Adam Central bounce back to the 42-yard line. So AC, an excellent starting position at their own 42.
We've got some laundry there on the field. We'll see what that penalty is here.
Illegal shift will be declined, and so Gibbon will set up defensive housekeeping at the 42 of Adam Central. Yeah, it looks like Adam Central should have it about the 42. They're tossing that thing around. Who knows where?
Yeah, we got some. We have a ref strike going on in high school ball too. They seem a little confused.
Adam Central a little bit of a nudge upfield there. 43-yard line now is where they spotted first and 10 as we see the Patriots. I formation, Reed the quarterback. Fowler has the pitch, gets all the way across midfield.
Good toss, sweep play there, just a power play. Just saw them doing that in the pregame. Tossed it to the left side, kicked out the defensive end, and let Fowler pick his hole. Brings up second and about four. Three.
Yeah, about three. Second down and three. Adam Central will just run and run and run.
When you can do it, no reason to stop.
I formation. Creighton Reed, the quarterback, handoff again to Fowler. They just feed it to him. He gets the first down, then down inside the 40.
Well, I like the way he runs there, those first plays. Good patience. Took his time, let the blockers get out in front of him. Did a nice cutback, picked up a first down.
Keeping it inbounds. The only stoppages coming on the chain movement there. 9:29 to go, first period. No score. Lights are on, but the sun is still shining brightly here. In Gibbon. They spread out with Obermiller, the wide out to the right side. I formation. Again, the give goes to Fowler. He'll take the corner and gets down inside the 39, maybe the 38-yard line of Gibbon.
Better response that time by the Buffaloes. They swarmed to the ball a little better, still picked up about three, but they did not allow that play to get in the gaps and run.
If Fowler gets the ball, it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody.
Yeah.
Second down coming in about seven.
Yep, and Adams Central, you know, they had great field position to start off the muff hunt, and they're just running it right down Gibbon's throats, and Gibbon needs to stop here.
8:45 on the clock, I formation. Wides both ways. Under center is Reed. Creighton Reed is a 5'10", 180-pound senior, and we've got an offside on the defense. Gibbon didn't need that.
No, it looked like they were going to try and bring some pressure on a blitz. And, you know, just jump the gun a little too early. You know, it's a nice aggressive play call there by Coach McLaughlin, but came back to haunt him a little bit there.
Going to bring up a very friendly second down and 2 yards to go. With any other offense, you'd say this would be a time to take a shot downfield, but that probably isn't going to happen.
Well, they seem to be favoring the left side here. They've got something working over there. See if they come back to the wide side this time.
Fowler dots the I. Over Miller, the wide out, right side hand out. Fowler straight up the middle, down inside the 30 to the 25, maybe 24, 3 yard line. Gets the first down and then some, needless to say. They move the James Adams Central, gets the first and 10.
I think it's interesting, these first four or five plays here, they've run all to the left side. It's been a toss, a power. They've got something over on that left side they like, and they are going to do it till they stop it, I think.
First and 10, clock now at 8:07. Gibbon had the ball, gave it up on a punt. Substitutes coming in. Jared Dorzinski comes in on defense for Gibbon now as there's a stoppage on the field. The referees apparently have stopped the clock momentarily. No one's called a timeout. I don't know. Now Adam Central breaks their huddle. They wind the clock and come to the line of scrimmage. And again, Fowler dots the I. Berry is the up man. Fowler, tailback position, scoots to the inside and then outside and falls forward inside the 20-yard line. That was gain, gouging 6 yards at a time.
Yeah, that was our first look at that Maryland or that stack eye where they kick out. It's almost like a trap block with that lead back right in front of the fullback. It's tough to stop.
Well, their big guys there are Cole Rosvit. He's a 6-foot, 170-pounder. Jack Berry, 5'9", 180. So there's some beef up front there blocking for Jake Fowler.
Yep, we've had five play calls here for Adams Central and five straight runs there by Fowler. And Fowler's doing a nice job cutting back into the holes that are available that the big boys up front are giving him. We got a little bit of a delay here, I think, for an equipment. We saw the officials call an official's timeout here.
And now they wind it. That clock stoppage was both times on the officials, so 7:27, but probably stopped there twice because of the officials. I formation, slot right side. Fowler gets the give and go, and he's tripped up all the way down inside the 16-yard line. Buzz Niederklein came in. He's a 5'9", 175-pound junior. You talk about Van Mater's got over 700 yards between these two guys. Niederklein and Fowler have 400 apiece, so
I think Fowler's averaging, 6 yards a carry? That's a pretty good average to carry for this three games into the
Berry,
season.
Berry, the up back. Rosvet further up to the Maryland eye. They give it to Niederklein again. He weaves his way inside the 10-yard line. Systematic, like a machine right now.
Wow, and that being able to go to that other running back, that Niederklein, he runs nice too. That is a nice combination.
He's the
to go back and forth. Yeah, he's the junior. Yeah.
First and 10 now, and let's see, can they get a first down?
Looks like they've got
to get just inside the one. They can get a first down. Niederklein dots the I. It's a stack, triple I. Hand off goes to Niederklein, steps to the left, goes back to the right, gets down inside the 5-yard line.
Boy, Adam Central is just blowing Gibbon off the line there, just controlling that left side and just – he's running 3 or 4 yards before he even gets to a linebacker.
Half the first quarter is gone already, and we're less than 12 minutes officially into the ball game as far as the real clock goes. And the clock continues just to march on as it will here through most of the night. Both teams presumably trying to run the ball way more than pass it. I formation, everybody in tight. Maryland I, handoff, Niederklein falls forward. Did he get in? I don't think so.
I hope they're going to spot him short here.
Buffalo's bowing their necks a little bit here. Third down and one. They can get a first down. They don't have to get into the touchdown. Niederklein comes out. Here comes Jake Fowler back in for the red, white, and blue.
Yeah, they
of course, only, they're both red, white, and blue, aren't they? Buffs are red.
They only need 1 yard here for the first down and then two for the touchdown. But you think here with Fowler checking back in, they're going to have a good chance of converting it here.
Barry the blocking back, Fowler the eye back. Hand off Fowler. There's a surprise. And he falls forward. There's a penalty marker in the defensive backfield. But it's probably line play.
But good play up front there by the Buffaloes. They really, I couldn't see what it was, the defensive tackle on this side got off his block and really took on the tackle that time.
So we'll see where they've spotted. It's still third down.
They've given him the touchdown.
They did give him the touchdown. Okay. That was a slow developing touchdown there with the flags and a pilot there inside the one, and ultimately a pay dirt. So Adams Central scores after a determined drive that started at their own 42-yard line. 58-yard, all running.
Very impressive drive to be, in fact, just strong toss sweep, power, a little bit of Maryland eye, but nothing nothing that was fancy or just good execution up front. And
Fowler from two, that officially would be the call on the touchdown, right?
Yep.
It is Blake Obermiller kneeling at the 10-yard line. And doing the kicking is Chance Anderstrass. Kick is up. Kick is good. And Adams Central takes an early 7-point lead, 7-0, 5:09 to go in the first. Back in a half minute with the kickoff to the Gibbon Buffaloes. After this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. See their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. For even more ideas, shop the Ooze and Oz lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our products broadcast, we're from Gibbon. Aurora trailing 14-8 at halftime. Northwest over Gehring, 19-3. Alliance, 14-7 over Lexington. Beatrice and Hastings tied at 0 after 1. Adams Central is just on first blood here over Gibbon. Kearney Catholic is tied with Central Catholic. St. Cecilia leading Superior 7-0. North Platte, St. Pat's over Wood River 14-0. Ravenna is leading Centura 6-0 in the first quarter. PlatteRiverPreps.com supplying those if you want partials. Text Platte River Preps to 90210. Kickoff by Adams Central. There's a penalty on Gibbon, and so a short kickoff goes into the end zone, and a touchback will be called, so Schuster doesn't even get a chance to run it out. Gibbon will take over at their 20-yard line. And we'll try and respond here with a similar type of drive. I think it's one of these things where they've got to make some sort of statement, or it could be a real long night.
Well, I think so, because they really controlled the clock. When Adams Central gets the ball, they are going to run clock, and you're going to have to move the ball because the best defense is going to be your offense right now.
Yep, they went 3-and-out with no yards last series, so they need to get something going.
And off goes Van Mater, and it is no go. He gets caught behind the line of scrimmage by a couple of yards, and Van Mater, who's been doing the average of about 180 yards a game, is in negative territory, I think, so far tonight.
That was Connor Munger in there, getting in there and taking over, bear hugging him right there at the line of scrimmage.
So it'll be second down at about 12. Stroh is under center. He's got an eye formation. Slot right side. Wides both ways otherwise. Rolls. Southpaw looking over in the flat. He's got a man in and out of the hands of Luke Schuster. And so it's incomplete. It's going to be third down and 12 yards to go. So they go to the air trying to get something going.
Trying to roll out here to the left side and hit the out route. Receiver was well covered. Ball was thrown a little wide, but maybe just a little pressure. Again, I think this, as a sophomore quarterback, is going to have to make something happen out here.
Shotgun, one man in the backfield with the quarterback throw. They hand it off straight up and stop right at the 20-yard line. So a net no gain on those three. And again, the Buffs will have to punt it away to Adams Central. Last time Adams Central took the ball at their own 42, March 58. Error-free yards for the touchdown by Fowler from the two. And now with 4:07 to go, Fowler is one of the twin safeties at the 45-yard line, along with Niederklein awaiting the punt. Good snap. Decent kick. Not a long kick, though. Bounces at the 45 of Gibbon. Again, takes a Adams Central roll, and this time they're going to start not at their own 42, but at the 42 or 43 line, yard line of the Gibbon Buffaloes.
Looked like that was going to be a rugby-style kick, but it really didn't turn over. And once it hit the grass, which you said is in good position, it just bounced right up and died. So great field position for Adams Central to start here.
Yeah, you know, and if you give Fowler and Niederklein a short field, they can make it hurt real quickly. You know, if they get those long methodical drives from, let's say, their own 30, that hurts the time. But if you're going to give Fowler and company a 40-yard drive, you might see 14 points here before the quarter ends.
Very true.
Adams Central back on offense. Creighton Reed under center, hands off straight ahead to Fowler, and he just powers his way almost to the first down stick on the first carry. A 9-yard pickup.
I was going to say, they're just opening up to that left side and letting Fowler pick his holes. He's being real patient behind that line of scrimmage, and that's the difference. That front line of Adams Central is just controlling both sides of the ball, and they're letting Fowler run, and he will run all night. They keep that up.
As it turns out, about a strong 6-yard gain is all. And the handoff now again to the tailback. This time he comes right side. Big 30, 20. Fowler 10, 5. Touchdown, Adams Central. And again, striking quickly to the opposite side. A long run by Jake Fowler from the 35-yard line.
They set that up nice. That was a nice counter trade there where they pulled the lineman. And Fowler just cut off, and he had a wide-open lane to run in down that right side.
So at 3:13 on the clock, it is 13-0. And Adams Central will try for one again. Over Miller is the holder. Chance von der Strauss is the kicker. Right-legged sidewinder gets it up, and a little better kick that time, higher and through the uprights. And now it is quickly getting out of control here. 14-0 with 3:13 to go already in the first period in favor of Adams Central. Back with the kickoff after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Along at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth so far tonight, Adams Central putting on a clinic on how to run the ball. Keep running it till they think they've got you covered, and then you go the other way, and that broke a 35-yard touchdown run for Jake Fowler and a 14-0 Adams Central lead here with 3:13 to go. And here comes the Adams Central kickoff. Taking it at the 10-yard line is Van Mater. He's up across the 20, and he'll be stopped at about the 30-yard line. He needs some open field is what he needs.
Yeah, he does, and they are tackling well. Big number is 32. Jeremiah Halsey made a nice tackle there.
So Gibbon takes over. A little better field position than last time, 30-yard line.
Let's see what they do here. They've got two straight three and outs, and total yards so far, zero. You know, they've had two incomplete passes and then three runs. for no yards. So they need to get something going fast.
I formation, wides both ways, slot man to the right side, under center, barking out the signals, throw, hands off to Van Meter. And he gets maybe a yard as he spins off the right side.
A little better push that time by the Buffaloes. They're going to have to get control of that front four. That's the biggest problem. They can't get to the linebackers because they are being pushed around up front.
Eli Van Meter, an All-State caliber running back, but he can't get into it. There's no holes to run, and it doesn't matter how good you are. If you can't find the open holes, like Adam Central, they're shutting him down. Shutting him down right now.
Given sends the Rockefeller out to the right side in the slot is Fulmer. I formation, everybody else is pretty much in tight. Rolling around. Quarterback Stroh is brought down after a short gain. He wanted to pass it, had nowhere to go. Pretty much covered up by that big D-line by Adams Central, and he was brought down. But it's still third down and a manageable 3 yards to go.
Looks like Nathan Heinrichs got up the field that time. He wanted to roll out here to the left side. Defensive end took that away. Heinrich did, and he had to cut up. And it's a good play by him because he brings up a third and short. It gives them their best shot at a first down here that they've had in their first three possessions.
They've been three and out their first possessions. Adams Central has been perfect. 2 for 2 on touchdowns. I formation, threatening blitz, and now getting an offside call. Adams Central will be called for offside, and that'll give Gibbon its first down of the evening.
Going to try a blitz on that strong side over there, and the linebacker and the defensive tackle just got a little bit anxious, and that's a first down. That is a break for the Buffaloes.
Adams Central may not be Class B in terms of population, but in terms of size, they every bit of Class B.
They are big boys.
Given now with their first down in an I formation, slot man to the left side is Fulmer. Under center, Stroh calls out the signals, hands off straight ahead to Van Meter, and he'll get maybe a yard.
Trying to attack that outside.
That again. That was Kenton.
Picked up a couple of yards, just trying to run power to the left side over here, try to kick out the defensive end and run at that linebacker, but good strong stand by this number 51 over here, Nathan Heinrichs.
Kenton, the up man, took the carry on that. He stays in there. Van Meter dots the I. Slot man is to right this time, and two wides either way. Hand off again. They give it straight ahead to the fullback, trying to crack something on the trap, and it just isn't working. It's going to bring up a third down and 8.
That front four is really stout for the Patriots, right? Not allowing that trap to happen, forcing the fullback back into the backfield.
You think a reverse? Might work.
I don't know. I think they're pretty solid across the front. I don't know if a reverse.
In the first game against Wood River, you saw Stroh come in motion and take a few balls like that. So it's in their playbook for sure. We'll see if they use it, though, or if they go conservative here.
They go Wildcat. Van Meter takes a direct snap. He's got some running room at the 50, down to the 49-yard line, close to a first down. So that Wildcat woke up the Buffs a little bit and fooled Adams Central for the first time tonight. Let's see. They're going to move it, and Gibbon will get a first down. Their first one, the non-penalty way.
Yeah, that's an excellent job. Ran the Wildcat. It's just an option in the backfield. The defensive end took the running back, and Van Meter kept it and fought really hard to pick up that first down.
Inside Adams Central's territory for the first time tonight as we go down to the last second of the first period. Adams Central will remain in the lead. However, 14-0 over the Gibbon Buffaloes here from Gibbon on the Game of the Week from the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. All aboard on a 2011 Ford Fusion, that is. All power options has the leather and an awesome 34 miles per gallon highway. Books for $19,375, yours for $17,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner, open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze 94.5.
Back in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, given on their first play since the first down. They continue Wildcat. Van Meter takes the direct snap, works his way to the right side, but he's run down with no gain there.
Wanted to run the option to the wide side of the field here. Strung out well by the Patriots along that short side of the field and didn't give him anybody to pitch to, and he just had to eat it.
Gibbons time possession there. They started with 3 minutes to go in the first period now. It's about 3.5 minutes on this drive off the clock.
You would have liked to have seen Van Meter maybe cut that upfield instead of trying to string it out and lose a couple of yards, at least get back to the original line of scrimmage.
They stay in that Wildcat. Van Meter is taking the direct snap. He hands off to Schuster, and Schuster gets a couple of yards past the original line of scrimmage. They actually started at 2nd and 12 there, so Schuster picks up some distance inside the original line of scrimmage, and it'll be 3rd down and about 9 3/4.
In week one, Randy Bushketter and I, we went to the Wood River Giving Game, and a lot of times when Eli Van Meter was taking that direct snap in the Wildcat, that's when he was able to get like a running start almost and just have, you know, just make the plays where when they're under center and handing off, the Adams Central D is getting a chance to get deeper penetration and those holes aren't there. So we'll see if they stick with the Wildcat look with Van Meter at quarterback.
Stroh's back in at quarterback now, and we'll see whether or not they're going to try and trick him up by direct snapping it to Van Meter. We get a stoppage, and I don't know why. Rockefeller comes back out, and Bennett Steele is in at wide out. Schuster comes wide right side. Back with the starting quarterback, Stroh, taking the signals. Van Meter back to block. Stroh rolls, fires, hits a man, and Steele's got it, but not enough for a first down. Down inside about the 44-yard line of Adams Central.
It's a good throw, good catch. Just didn't take the route deep enough. Only ran it about 4 or 5 yards there. It's interesting. They're not even covering the slot receiver. Adams Central is, and they're just staying in their base 4-4 and letting their outside linebacker run underneath that out route, which he did very well. But the receiver's got to take that 10 yards. It doesn't do you any good to run a 4-yard out route on a 10 when it's 3rd and 10.
So here comes punt number 3 for. Nope, they're going to try it for it. 4th down and 6. Nope, I guess they are going to go punt. Okay. Putter's back in. High kick, nice kick this time inside the 15-yard line. Coming back the other way is Jake Fowler out to the 25, 30-yard line. Fowler is tackled there with 9:58 to go in the first half. And Adams Central, which is perfect on drives, 2 for 2 to the touchdown, out front 14-0.
That motion that you're seeing on that punt, Craig, I think that are – they're adjusting to a blitz they're seeing from Adams Central on that strong side. They're shifting that guy across to pick up that extra rusher.
Smart play there by Gibbon. We'll see if Adams Central now counters with Fowler. He's already got 88 yards rushing, Craig, on 8 carries. That's 11 a pop. He's so strong and elusive, you just want to keep feeding him the ball.
They have 58 and 56-yard drives. They're starting 70 yards away from Tater at this time. They sent a man in motion. Penalty markers are down. Procedural call against Adams Central, and they go 5 in the hole on the first.
Well, that time Buffalo switched to a 6-2 right there and brought everybody down into the covered up all the linemen. So a different look there, trying to get some different pressure, getting out of their base defense and trying to run something a little different across the front.
Adams Central repeats first down, but they've got 5 more yards to get the next first down. As coming back into the ball game from going to the far sideline, talking to the coaching staff, Creighton Reed, at quarterback for the Adams Central Patriots. Fowler dots the I. They send a man in motion. Fowler gets the give and go, and he's up to the 25, 30. Got some running room on the left corner, 40, 50, 45, down to nearly the 40-yard line of Gibbon. Jake Fowler just picking his way, allowing his blockers to set things up and help him down the sideline.
That was a great cutback. Play was designed to go to the right side. As I said, they've shipped to a 6-man front, so there was nothing there. But the line gave him a wall, and he cut back along it, and there was no linebacker on this side to pick him up. And he was lucky that didn't go to the house. Only people that stopped him was the safety right here just shy of the 40-yard line.
Clock at about 9.5 to go in the second. I formation. Everybody in tight, save the 2 wideouts under center. Reed, handoff again. Fowler stutter steps and gets to the 40-yard line. It'll bring 2nd down 8.
better time by the linebacker there stepping up into the hole, making that play. They've switched to this strong front. It literally is a 6-2 with only three defensive backs there, trying to get some pressure, trying to get control of that front off the line of scrimmage. There is the Buffaloes.
You can sense the Gibbon crowd trying to get behind their defense because they know that this is an important drive. If Adam Central scores here, 21 points is going to be hard to come back against a team
real
like this.
Real tough. Wing to the right side. Everybody inside. Wide out right side. Back to pass. Reed airs it out. Fires downfield. He's got a man. Complete 10-5. Is he going to get the touchdown? Yes! Long pass, believe it or not, from the quarterback. Creighton Reed all the way down to Jess Ackerman, the tight end who got free down the sideline and in for the touchdown.
When you have that many people in the box, that means you got one-on-one recoverage on the outside, and that's what they got. Receiver got behind the defensive back. Nice ball, nice trajectory on it. Let him just run underneath it, and ends up 20-0 here with the extra point attempt coming.
Double-checking that. Was that touchdown Hoyens, or was it? We'll check on that. Here comes the extra point attempt, 8:47 on the clock on that touchdown. Adam Central on front, 20-0, and now 21-0 as they are 3-for-3, both on possessions to touchdowns and points after that. And we'll take a break. Adam Central kicks off to Gibbon when we return on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Caring about customers first is a Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of 4 select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Short kickoff by Adam Central. Gibbon will get it in good field position at their own 40-yard line. Gibbon has punted three times. Adam Central has scored three times. And we're at a 21-0 level here. 8:40 to go until the Allens of Hastings halftime report. So let's see whether or not they were talking offensive adjustments during that defensive rest there.
Well, the Wildcats been their best offensive set. Let's see if they stay with that or if they go back to try to run the power game.
Well, Stroh is in the pistol. He's got Van Meter in the backfield with him. Wides both ways. Schuster to the right side. Hand off, goes straight up the middle of Van Meter. He's got a little bit of running room there. Gets out to the 45. Nice first down pickup for Gibbon. Bringing up second down and 5 yards to go.
I really think Gibbon has got to establish a drive here and keep the ball out of Adams' central hands because they have changed defense to try to do something. They can't get it done.
You could see it.
Timeout as we called here by the Buffaloes. Let's take 1 minute here. You're listening to the high school game of the week. Adam Central leading Gibbon 21-0 on the Breeze 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. All aboard on a 2011 Ford Fusion, that is. All power options has the leather and an awesome 34 miles per gallon highway. Books for $19,375, yours for $17,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner, open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Running play by Gibbon, and nothing doing. They get called about a yard shy of the line of scrimmage, so it'll be after a nice run by Van Meter on the first down. Second down, not much. Third down coming with about 6 yards to go.
I was just going to comment on the run before there by Van Meter. You can just see his legs pumping and fighting for those extra yards. And if he just gets any sort of seam, you could see him just take off like you've seen Fowler do so far for Adams Central.
And he can scoot. Slot man is to the left on this third down play. Two men in motion now. That ain't right.
Yep. That's going to be a play.
No, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
At least not south of the Canadian border. You can't do that. Another timeout taken here, this time by the Buffalo. So let's take another minute. On the Breeze 94.5, KLIQFM.com. We'll be right back.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
On third down, firing to Schuster at the 45-yard line, and a first down for Gibbon. That is their third first down of the evening. And that came via the air. Nothing wrong with Stroh's arm.
Stroh's got to throw a nice ball. That time the receiver ran a nice appropriate distance route to get the first down. And he does have a nice arm. Lefty rolling out to the wide side field.
It's time he's up under center. I formation. Van Meter dots the I. And we got movement on the line. And I think that's going to be against Gibbon. Center called offside.
Well, those are just really tough penalties. When you're trying to get something going, try to get some momentum, get a first down, and then you get a 5-yard illegal procedure penalty right there on first down.
Well, you get another first down, but for the wrong reasons. First and 15 this time.
Well, you were wondering maybe if they were trying to get a hard count, maybe get a second and 5, maybe try and draw Adams Central offsides. But the communication where if it's your center that jumps offsides, something's going wrong there.
Slot right side. Pitch right side. Van Meter. And he's trapped in the backfield, reverses field. He's going to be called all the way back at the 43-yard line. That's another 7-yard loss. And when they come back to the line of scrimmage, it's going to be second down and close to 20 yards to go.
Great timed-up blitz on the strong side. This linebacker on this side, number 84, just shot the gap, and he was in the backfield as soon as Van Meter got the ball, and there was no place to go. Good pressure, good pursuit by the Adams Central defense right
drives
now.
Drives of 58, 56, and 70 yards have put Adams Central up 21-0. 6:24 to go until halftime. Shotgun now. Slot to the right side. Stroh looks things over. Calls out the signals. Good snap. Reverse to Van Meter. Or a little counter, I guess, really would be the term. And he gets maybe a yard or so up to the 45-yard line, but still a bunch to go for a first down. Third down, call it 18.
Trying to get a little draw play going there. Looked like it was going to be a pass play and then hand it back to Van Meter, but they were still solid. The defense held their ground, and the offense is not getting any push, and they really need to get some holes for Van Meter.
Hands team in there. Steele, who caught a pass earlier, is back in. And so it looks like Gibbon would like to pass. Well, they're going to have to pass probably for the first down here.
It's a good,
there to make it.
Good play call. It's just Adams Central did so good containing, staying with it, doing their assignment.
Double slot spread now. Shotgun. Stroh sends one man in motion, and now we have a marker on the field.
Looks like a delay of game here, Craig.
Well,
that don't help.
They needed that. Third down, 15. 25 yards to go. Third and 25. And this is exactly what Coach McLaughlin said you cannot be doing against Adams Central. Steele now comes out. Van Meter is the sole setback. Schuster is wide to the right side. Third down, 25. Handoff goes to Van Meter. They're trying to see if he can make something out of nothing, but he doesn't. And it'll be fourth down and about 23 yards to go. Another punting situation for Gibbon. This will be their fourth punt of the evening.
Yeah, it looked like instead of getting in a pass formation, they just said we're just going to try to run the ball and punt the thing because we can't seem to get anything going. And sometimes drives are like that. Sometimes you get in a going backwards, it's best to just punt it away and play some defense.
Standing back to receive is Fowler and Niederklein. High kick, nice kick this time. And Niederklein bobbles the ball at the 20 and now uses that extra step to get back to the 30, 35-yard line. That little delay and little blitz there actually helped him as the coverage overran him a little bit, and he got back out to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. You bobble the ball, the defense takes a hesitation. Everybody thinks about trying to recover it. You pick it up, and you find a lane to run in.
Unfortunately for Gibbon, it looked like Tamayo was down there, and the bobble, it just made him shoot right past.
Yep. All right, I said 30. 35-yard line is where Gibbon will be starting. Adams Central will be starting. AC on their own 35, 4:31 to go until halftime. Back to pass again. Reed overshoots his intended receiver, the tight end. Tight end Ackerman.
They went with, a 5-6 man front, brought the corner on a blitz, and they may have got him for a late hit on the quarterback.
Penalty marker deep in the secondary.
Oh, they called it in the other way.
That's a questionable call, I think. It looked like, you know, maybe the given player didn't need to hit him. It looked like it was going to be an uncatchable ball. And the ref just threw it because I think there was contact. But I think Gibbon might have got an unfortunate call there.
50-yard line is where they spot the ball. Just nosing the 50 as Adams Central has everything rolling their way so far tonight. A 21-point lead, 4:24 to go. First half, Maryland High. Handoff to Niederklein. Got running room down inside the 40. 35, Niederklein 30, 25, Niederklein 10, 5, tightrope, touchdown, Adams Central.
Well, they're getting that 6-8 man front trying to get some pressure, and as soon as you break the line of scrimmage, there's no linebackers and there's no safety to stop that, and that is just a track meet to the end zone from there.
40-yard run for Niederklein.
Yeah, defense just selling out with an eight-man front there with no linebacker on that side. Tried to bring the blitz, got good blocking on that side, and a great hole for Niederklein to run through.
Especially a 10-second drive.
Very efficient so far. You know, they had the original couple drives that were slow and methodical. Now they're getting a big play, and it's starting to hurt Gibbon.
27-0. Here comes the attempt for 28. Good snap. Down, up, through. Good. 28-0. Adams Central has a 4-touchdown lead with 4:13 to go until halftime from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. We'll be back in a minute with the kickoff by Adams Central.
Stormer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Teeing it up for Adams Central, Cody Hansen. Short kick, taking it back the other way. is, I think Rockefeller got the ball up to about the 25-yard line. Decent field position, but they need more than decent field position from here on out. They need to get some scores, because if we come back out in the second half with a 35-point deficit, as I said to the guys off air, we didn't think the thing running tonight would be the clock. We thought both teams would, but, boy, Gibbon just has had nothing. What is their net yardage, Jeff?
So far, I've got calculated, let's see, looks like 16 rushing yards and then 13 through the air.
Van Meter, single setback. Fake the handoff to him, a little bit of an end-around, kind of a jet action to Rockefeller, and nothing doing there as he's trapped back in back of the line of scrimmage. About a 4 or 5 yard loss, more than that, about 6 yard loss. Call it second down, 16 coming.
Solid play by the outside linebacker on that side. He's got contained, ran a little counter reverse play, and he came up the field ready for it. He obviously paid attention when the coach was talking about scouting reports.
Schuster will go wide to the left in the slot. Far out is Fulmer. Single setback is Van Meter. They fake it to him, back to pass. Looking and then being buried in the backfield is Stroh back at about the 21-yard line. So, again, in a painfully familiar situation, Gibbon will face a third down and nearly 25 to go.
Defense bend on that side, number 81, is having a heck of a night. He is just seems to be in on every play, up the field, putting pressure, just having a heck of a night. The 51?
You're talking about Heinrichs?
Heinrichs over there, yeah. I'm sorry. He's having a heck of a game over there.
Heinrich, 6'4", 240. It's easy to see why he's so hard to block.
Pistol, got to go straight to the quarterback. He goes straight to Van Meter, and Van Meter goes straight to the ground.
Boy, that came with a linebacker blitz right off the middle. He timed it up perfect, ran right through the guard tackle gap, and he was in the backfield as soon as the ball reached the quarterback's hands.
2.5 to go. Gibbon will, in the first half, Gibbon will punt for the fifth time. Punter's standing inside his 10-yard line, and Niederklein and Fowler standing at their own 45-yard line. So Adams Central will get outstanding field position again as it's a short kick. It's going to bounce at midfield, then takes a given roll inside the 40. So not as good a field position as I think Adams Central had hoped. They'll set up housekeeping at their own 35-yard line with 2:05 to go in the first half clock.
During the pregame show, Coach Mark McLaughlin said they wanted to limit their penalties. I've got them right now for, it looks like, 5 penalties for a grand total of 45 yards. And that, and if you give Adams Central basically 45 yards of the type of football field, they're going to make you pay. And so far, Eli Van Meter, who's had over 2,200 rushing yards in his career, averages nearly 265 a game. He's got 5 net yards.
Ooh, wow. That's wild.
And last Adams Central drive, but put them atop 28-0. The last 10 seconds, we'll see what happens here. They got 2:05 till halftime. Fowler gets the call, and he'll get a few yards as he goes across the 35 to the 37-yard line, it looks like. Second down and 8 coming.
Yeah, and you also said in the pregame meal, pregame show meal.
That was a Freudian slip. A pregame meal.
I didn't get my pregame meal.
Y'all, is good barbecue going on here.
I know what I missed. Anyway, I forgot my point now.
That's what food will do to you right there.
Wides both ways for Adams Central. I formation, dotting the I is Fowler again. They fake it to him, back to pass. Reed has a man. That's Niederklein in the flat, pushed out of bounds on the far side after about a 5-yard gain, bringing up a third down and 4 yards to go.
What a catch by Niederklein. Ball was thrown behind him. He reached back with one hand like it was nothing, spun it around, and tucked it away and picked up a nice second down gain there. But that was a heck of a catch on a little 5-yard toss.
Jeff Babel, you were saying early on he was over under 15 passes for the game. We're probably about on that pace.
Oh, yeah.
7 total so between, far right now.
Yeah, between both teams we're talking 15 total maybe tonight. Gibbon may have to get out of that in the second half. A timeout's going to be called by the Buffaloes. They're down 28-0. They'd like to get the ball back. They got to hold Adams Central to under 5 yards here to accomplish that. So that's a gutty move by Coach McLaughlin for the Buffaloes.
Yeah, I think he's just trying to make sure they've got people lined up in the right spot. You know, he's done some different things, tried to change his front, and maybe a little confusion there by this team. It's having to do some things they haven't had to do in previous weeks in order to stop their opponent.
You know, if they call the timeout in a strategy where the winding clock was starting in hopes to give it back, if you stop the clock here and get, I think Adams Central still got all three of their timeouts. You know, they might actually be helping Adams Central here more than they're helping themselves.
Central Catholic is leading St. Paul 7-3. St. Cecilia up top is Superior by 28-0. St. Pat's 28-0 over, that's a popular score tonight, over Wood River. Ravenna 26-0 over Centura. We're 28-0 here. Adams Central leading the Gibbon Buffaloes on the KLIQ game of the week with a minute 21 to go till halftime. Gibbon gets a stop here. They get the ball back before halftime. I formation, wides both ways, movement on the line, and there is a whistle. We'll see it happen.
Boy, that'd drive a coach crazy. Watch the football, son. When it moves, you go.
So let's see. Which coaches are going to drive crazy, though? Let's see, ref. Which way are we going? It's going to drive the Adams Central, the Gibbon coach, crazy because Adams Central now, instead of a third down and five, gets a first down.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, the kids want to be aggressive right there on the front and get some pressure, but you got to stay with your fundamentals. Watch the ball when it moves. Don't listen to the quarterback count. Don't pay attention. You're right there a foot and a half from the ball. Watch it. When it moves, you go.
Adams Central making some personnel changes now, and they may try and intentionally get a quick score here. They've gotten a couple of quick scores, but that was more just doing what they are normally doing and get a breakaway. They have one score, 39-yard pass, I guess, one out of four.
I think they're trying to reset the clock there. Had a couple of seconds run off on that one. That really wasn't a play. So
Adams Central started this drive about 23 seconds ago with 2:05 on the clock. 1:22 is what we're reading right now.
Another score to report here in the C1 District 7. These two teams, Central City, currently down 10-0 to Kearney Catholic. That's in the second. So that's a game of note for the Gibbon Buffaloes and the Adams Central Patriots.
Abby Bushcutter on that call on the Platte River radio stations. Back to pass now. Reed, ball batted up. Nice. Nice defensive play there by Gibbon. They got a paw up and disrupted that. That's about as good as you can get on defense.
Yeah, and you know, the Patriots are seeing that they got an eight-man front. They got one-on-one on the outside, and they got some size against the corners just trying to hit a simple post route, a little quick hitter, and the defender got his hand up, or that could have been a big play.
Second down, 10 for the Patriots. White road jerseys, red numerals, blue helmets given in there. Buffalo Bill Blue tops back to pass is Reed, and they stop the play with a penalty.
More movement here.
Movement this time could be on Adams Central when they stop it that quickly. We'll see. And they do. The pass will get marked back to their 40-yard line with a minute 16 to go here in the first half. And this entire half so far has taken less than 1 hour off of a real live clock. 24 minutes game clock. Less than 60.
Be interesting to see here with Gibbon or with Adams Central. They have to run the ball, but they only have a minute left. If they might open up to the air to try and score here before half.
Well, they wouldn't mind a running clock, so they get 35 here. That's what it's going to be. Shotgun back to pass. Reed fires. He's got a man, and stepping out of bounds. Now you're right. It looks like they're going to try and preserve a little clock here as Obermiller takes the pass and steps out of bounds. And it'll be third down and about 7 or 8 yards to go. Ball will be spotted between the 45 and 50-yard line.
Nice little pitch and catch there, just a little simple 5-yard out. Had a deep receiver and a short receiver. Quarterback took the short one, got back the yards they lost on the penalty, plus a little, brings up third and seven.
Out in the slot is Rostad. On the left side, I formation. They flip it out to him. He's at the 50-yard line. Cole Rossman has got some running room down inside the 45 to about the 43-yard line of Gibbon. And that'll stop the clock as they move the chains. And there's a minute six to go for Adams Central on now a short field.
Adams Central opened up the playbook through a kind of a swing pass out here, a simple screen, and the defender for the Buffaloes was there. He just couldn't bring him down, got hold of a jersey. But that's not enough to stop these Adams Central running backs.
Shotgun, wing to the right side, back to pass, Reed, bubble screen, got the pass at the 40, 35, it is Fowler all the way down inside the 30 to the 25-yard line. They executed that picture perfect on a bubble screen across the middle.
Oh, that was beautiful. They let the Buffalo line go through. The lineman held up there, nice little toss, and there was white shirts in front of him, and that's a scary thought when you're a linebacker.
Timeout by Adams Central here with 41 seconds to go. I think we'll just keep it here.
It's a beautiful screen. And Adams Central, you're seeing some diversity in their offense here. Not just a running game, throwing the ball a little bit. They've thrown it deep. They've thrown a screen here. They've thrown a couple of out routes. So they can throw the football, which is a good point for those teams coming down the road who are going to man up and try to just put nine men in the box. Adams Central can throw the ball as well.
The man that caught that pass out in the flat, Rosfitt, it is rumored that he's the punter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We can't confirm that because they haven't seen it yet. Yeah.
Can't confirm or deny that rumor.
Right. 41 seconds to go here in the first half of play. It's been all AAC and Gibbon, which came out with some hopes maybe of making a statement tonight. They are ranked in the top 10 in C1. Adams Central is ranked at the top of the heap, and apparently for very good reason.
Very good reason. They are looking very sharp. That screen, as you just said, was just picture purpose on that last play. You can't draw it up on the chalkboard any better than it was executed.
Yep, and the Adams Central, a team that made it to the Class B semifinals, upsetting McCook. It's no wonder that they're number 2 and 3 in some polls here in C1.
They break the huddle. They go spread. They've got trips to the right side. Over Miller, lone wide out to the left side. And now there is Laundry on the field again. Whistles blow and a little movement there. We'll see if it's Adams Central shooting themselves in the foot or if Gibbon moved. It'll be against the Patriots, it looks like. So it'll be first down and 15 there.
And the quarterback's excited because he's getting to throw the ball and getting in exotic sets. He's not just turning around and handing the ball, and he gets a lineman jumping off sides. He's just about fit to be tied.
Creighton Reed is the quarterback. He is a senior, 5'10 and 180 on the program. He went over to the far side to talk to the brain trust of Bill Carlin. He's back now with 39.9 seconds to go in the first half. He comes with a shotgun. Jake Fowler, the only setback with him, slot left side, back to pass. Reed fires long. He's got a man, and almost in and out of the hands of Jess Ackerman, the tight end downfield. Nice coverage over there by Van Meter.
Nice coverage. Nice throw by the quarterback, really. He got a nice arm. He threw it to the wide side of the field away from Van Meter, and the receiver had to turn his head around, and that's a tough adjustment for a tight end down the field that far.
Beautifully thrown ball, though. I mean, just misses the receiver. He catches that in stride. It's 34-0.
Trips wide right side. Ackerman, Rosvitt, and Niederklein on the far side, the right side. Back to pass again, Reed. Now he'll pull it down, and he's scrambling around inside the 25, 20-yard line. And does Adam Central have any timeouts remaining?
I believe so.
If so, I think they're taking one right now. They are.
Oh.
So let's take a half-minute timeout here. Your score, Adam Central threatening to score again. They're ahead 28-0. And we'll be right back on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, Craig Eckert, Jeff Babel, Tim Bob Kitzmiller. Anybody else here?
I guess that's it. We're all counted for.
Check in. All right, third down coming with 6 yards to go. At the 20-yard line of Gibbon after that quarterback keeper by Reed, not a design play, scrambled out. He came up just a little bit light on that one leg. He's in the pistol now. One man is Fowler in the backfield. Back to pass. Fires across the middle. He's got a man. Touchdown over Miller. That was a nice play.
That is a nice play. Nice throw and cut. Over Miller on the skinny post. Quarterback delivered a nice rope of a throw.
In stride.
in stride, walked in, and there was nothing the defender could do about it but shake his head and toss his hands in the air.
20-yard pass play and 39-yard pass play are not two of the things I'd be saying about one half a play here for either of these teams, because we came in thinking that they thought the pass was, if not an evil thing, a foreign thing to them.
Well, you know, it's those, that old philosophy. Three things can happen, and two of them are bad.
Two of them are bad, yeah. All right, 20-yard pass completed over Miller, and now here comes the fifth PAT attempt. And this time we've got a penalty.
Maybe Gibbon moved a little early.
Offside here. Against Gibbon.
What a throw, though. I mean, that was about as picture perfect as you can get it. Hit over Miller right in stride. Didn't even have to make anybody move. Kind of just could have walked into the end zone there. Great throw by Reed.
So Van der Straas will get a chance from closer in. No pun intended there, Chance. Chance Van der Straas has been a pretty sure bet, as a matter of fact, so far. He is 4-for-4 in PATs. Now the kneel is at the 10, and the kick is up, and the kick is high enough, long enough, and not good enough. Wow.
It's too close.
Looks like it might have went wide to the left there, and you know, you think what a yard and a half wouldn't matter much, but in this situation it did. Keeps the clock from becoming a running clock though in the second half. We'll see how that affects it.
34-0. Yeah, you know what? That's a big point.
It is. It is a big point. Well, I tell you, the biggest thing I've seen here is that Adams Central, as we've seen, has run the football. They've only threw it about a few times in cleanup, as you said, but they've shown they can execute in the ball game. If you're going to crowd the line of scrimmage and load up across the front, they can throw and catch the football, and that's something that the rest of the district, the rest of the state, is going to have to take note of. If you can run the ball that well and throw it that well, then that doesn't allow you to play those special defenses.
Yeah, the drive was about a minute 40, by the way.
Creighton Reed, speaking about his ability to throw, 6 of 9 for 99 yards. That's just over 66%.
We were totally wrong on that penalty. They assessed it here on the kickoff. So that was a legitimate 20-yard try on the PAT.
Is what we need.
23 seconds to go. Adams Central kicks this time for their sixth time of the evening. Coming back, Schuster's got a gallop on him and up to the 35-yard line, or close to that, for Gibbons' last 17 seconds of football here in the first half of play.
I wonder what Coach Mark McLaughlin will do here. If he'll just maybe take a knee, get to the halftime, down 34. If they're going to try, maybe open it up, risk a turnover perhaps, but try and get something going offensively.
That was a 65-yard drive that Adams Central just capped with that touchdown point after no good, a 34-point lead. Man in motion from the left to the right. Handoff on the inside to Van Meter. He's got some running room, and he's going to be stopped before he gets to the 40. Looked like he had some daylight there, and then all of a sudden, whoop, force field stopped him, and Adams Central pulled him down. That was Rosfett on that tackle.
It really was. He got him by the leg and wouldn't let him go, or he would have been running. That might have been a little bit of something they can build on.
You can see how good Van Meter was. You know, it was only a 7-yard gain, but just the quickness that he got that 7-yard. If he could just find a seam, he can go for a long way. He can't find it.
Yeah, that defensive front for Adams Central, offensive line for Adams Central is controlling this ball game, and that's why we have a 34-point gap right now.
Okay, well, let's talk when we get back a little bit about how they can get the ball to Van Meter in space and see whether or not that will take them closer to the promised land of 34 points plus here is where they've got to be. Adams Central dominating tonight, putting on a almost flawless offensive show, save for some mental errors at the line of scrimmage and some 5-yard penalties. For the most part, they have looked big and efficient. One scoring drive being only 10 seconds in length. And we'll be back with the Allens of Hastings halftime report here from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth at Gibbon on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. All aboard! On a 2011 Ford Fusion, that is. All Power Options has the leather and an awesome 34 miles per gallon highway. Books for $19,375, yours for $17,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstenzautocorner.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth on the Game of the Week from The Breeze, 94.5. Also online worldwide at KLIQFM.com and FlatRiverPreps.com. Shoot an email, give a call to someone who might enjoy hearing from Gibbon or from Adam Central. I want to thank our sponsors here, Stromer Land Leveling, Advanced Climate Control, T&L Irrigation, Oregon Trail Equipment, Square Deal Lumber, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge, Exchange Bank of Gibbon, Clipper Publishing, Foster Family Foods, and Clevenger Oil. And about this way, every game we're halfway through, and we invite you to stick with us now because it's time for the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore. Allen's Sporting Goods Department in the lower level this hunting season for hunter apparel, accessories, calls, decoys, and much more. The grocery department will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials every day. So why shop anywhere else? You can shop at your locally owned Allen's Superstore. You get more Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. You can get your Team Jack Nebraska t-shirts there in the sporting goods department. And, of course, on our Platte River Radio KHAS for Radio 1230, Tyson Hebronic has the coach's show tomorrow morning from the downstairs location of the sporting goods store at Allen's of Hastings. First of all, let me get you caught up on how the drives were. Gibbon had six drives, five punts. The sixth drive came only because time ran out in the first half. So their sixth drive ended because of the clock. The first five ended in punts. Adam Central with 34 points. Their five drives all ended in points. They were perfect. Seven points each time out until the very last point after when I don't want to take the rap on it, but I might have jinxed the kicker for Adam Central. A 58-yard drive capped by a Jake Fowler 2-yard run led things off for Adam Central. They jumped out to a 6-7-point lead. Fowler again scored, this time on a long-distance run. He went around the right side after they spent most of the first quarter working the left side. 35 out, Fowler scores, and again, a good point after, and it was 14-0, which is what they took through the first quarter. End of the second quarter, Adam Central got the ball back, this time starting from their 30-yard line, And that drive was capped by a 39-yard touchdown pass from Reed to Hoynes, and it brought it out to 21-0. Again, a punt by Gibbon. Adams Central gets the ball back. Catch this with 4:23 to go in the half. A 40-yard scamper by Buzz Niederklein took 10 seconds, not his run, but the drive culminated in that 40-yard run, and it was 28-0. Then a 20-yard beautiful shot across the middle from Reed to Overmiller for a touchdown. Point after that time was no good. That capped a 65-yard drive, so there's drives of 65, 65, 70, 64 and 54 and 58 yards for Adams Central, leading now 34-0. And that 34-0 is significant because if Adams Central had made that last point after, we'd be coming out with a 35-point deficit, which would have meant a running clock, which in real experience we know means nothing. Anyhow,
absolutely,
for some reason,
nothing.
The games tend to
take forever when you
last.
Start the running clock. Yeah,
we're
going to
take a break here. We'll be back around the corner with more on the halftime report brought to you by Allen's of Hastings, your You Get More Superstore. Jeff Babel will catch us up on some of the individual statistics when we return on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, FM.com.
Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. But when it's too hot or too cold, you're bound to be uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish. Electrical and metal fabrication too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, St. Paul, Gibbon. AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax, it's Rheem.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Craig Eckert back along with Jeff Babel and Tim Bob Kitzmiller in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth during the Allens of Hastings halftime report here. Jeff, you've got some stats here on the individual side. I just recapped the drives, and it's a 34-0 given deficit. How is Adams Central adding up on their yardage?
So far, so good, Craig. Jake Fowler, the All-State running back, he's got 11 carries, 131 yards total. He had that, you know, those first two touchdowns. Buzz Niederklein, you know, the junior underclassman who's right behind him, 5 carries for 63. He had that very long 40-yard run. So, I mean, they're very efficient on the ground. Creighton Reed, also the quarterback, threw in 9. So that's a grand total of 203 rushing for Adams Central. Passing-wise, Creighton Reed, you know, you figured he wouldn't be burning you with the arm the way, you know, they had coming in 38% completion percentage. 6-9, that's 67% for 99 yards. So that's totally 302 total yards in just the first half for Adams Central. We go over to Gibbon, and it's a different story. Eli Van Meter there, all everything running back as well. He's got 14 carries for 12 yards. Now, the guy that averages 265, averaging 12. I mean, he averages less than a yard a carry. He's been stopped by Heinrichs and company in the backfield so many times that his net is below a yard. Schuster's added two. Stroh's lost one. And Rockefeller got stopped in the backfield as well. So grand total rushing, they only have 9 yards. And then passing, Stroh is 2 of 4 for 13. So that's 13 yards passing. 24 yards total offense for Gibbon compared to 302 for Adam Central. Penalties have been kind of a big part. We thought maybe turnovers would be something that would maybe carry the momentum for Gibbon. There's been no turnovers. But so far, Adam Central's had 4 different penalties, difference of false starts and offsides. Then Gibbon, they've been the ones that have been shooting themselves in the foot. They've had a grand total of 7 penalties, a mixture of a face mask here, pass interference there, and a bunch of just offsides and false starts, little mental mistakes that in the pregame show, Coach Mark Marlin said we can't give those penalties to Adam Central, and that's exactly what they've done. So counter all those penalties with 24 total yards, and it's no wonder Adam Central is up 34-0 here at halftime.
Okay, speaking of 34-0, that's a popular score in a couple of places here. Say for North Platte St. Pat's, they're up 35-0. These are all halftime scores. St. Cecilia, 34-0 over Superior. St. Pat's over Wood River, 35-0. Ravenna has a 26-6 halftime lead on Centura. It is Donovan Trumbull leading in their game, 33-0. Arapahoe leading Elm Creek, 12-6. Franklin, 32. And let's see here. Franklin and Red Cloud, 32-26. That's about our tightest game in the area tonight. Red Cloud is trailing in that one, 32-26 to Franklin. Cozad, 18-7 at halftime. Central Catholic, 17-3 at half on top of St. Paul. Kearney Catholic is ahead of Columbus, 20-0. That's at half.
Central City there. Kearney Catholic leading Central City in the C1 district
zip
match.
Yep. Kearney is leading Grand Island 17-0 over in Class A. Aurora is getting beaten 25-8 at this point. And Alliance leading Lexington 28-21. Beatrice over Hastings 30-0. If you'd like to catch these scores at the same time we are, here's what you do. You text the word, and it is a word, Platte River Preps. Platte River Preps 290210. It's a courtesy and a service of PlatteRiverPreps.com from Platte River Radio. So Platte River Preps to 90210, you'll automatically get these running scores. And then, of course, we invite you to listen into some of the Platte River Radio stations after this ball game. We will have the Mr. Tire, CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard on KHS 1230 AM and the Platte River Preps Classic Hits 98.9 scoreboard coming up about 9:30 on KKPR FM. We'll take a couple of minute time out here, and then we'll go to our former quarterback, Tim Bob Kitzmiller, and find out what he dropped to get Van Meter out in the open. When we return on the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, a nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Farmers, it's time to beat the heat with the best value of the year on a T&L pivot system. Save $5,200 on a quarter-mile pivot and get the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L Irrigation today or your local T&L dealer or check them out online at TLIRR.com. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
New TruScene insect screens for Anderson windows are virtually invisible. So you get a beautifully unobstructed view and more sunlight in your home, while keeping even the smallest insects out. TruScene. Insect screens for Anderson windows. They're like nothing you've ever seen. Come home to Anderson.
Get all your Anderson window and door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
The Breeze, 94.5.
From the Husker Power Products broadcast booth at beautiful Gibbon High School. Really a picture-perfect night here. Lights are on. Teams are doing their second-half warm-ups, and we're in the trailing seconds of the Allens of Hastings halftime report. Tim Bob Kitzmiller used to play quarterback, and when you have this kind of situation where things are a little cramped there in the pocket and off tackle and off guard, and you got a guy that you want to get into space, what's a good couple plays?
Well, I think you got to get start and have a come-to-Jesus meeting with your offensive line, because that's where it starts. No matter how good the back is, no matter how good your arm is, you've got to have time to throw and you've got to have holes to run in. So the first thing you got to do as a quarterback is rally your troops, rally that offensive line, and get them to sustain their blocks. And then I think you're going to have to open it up a little bit. You do have a good quarterback who can throw the arm. They're not covering your slot receiver. I think you maybe go to some quick hitters, maybe some quick slants, something that makes that defense respond and react and get them out of their base set. And then maybe you can get Van Meter out of there and take a linebacker out by spreading the field out. But I think it all starts with the front five. They've got to make something happen to allow Van Meter to run.
You'll get more Superstore. Allens of Hastings has been the sponsor of the Halftime Report again, as they have been for many years, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo, toy department, wine cellar. They'll beat any competitor's prices and offer hundreds and thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. Why shop anywhere else? Or you get more Superstore on 2nd in Hastings, Allens of Hastings. Adam Central won the toss, deferred to the second half. And all of that theory just laid out is going to have to wait for a series here at least, because Gibbon is kicking off to the Pats. Niederklein takes the run back at the 15-20, turns the corner at the 25-yard line, where he's tripped up over on the far side there by Schuster. I thought it was. Let me check the
number 19
number.
Over there.
Steele would be if it was 19.
Yeah.
And it'll be first down and 10 yards to go. This is other than maybe way early. No, I think this is probably the farthest back Adams Central has started to drive the entire ball game.
Yeah, they've had the short field the entire night. As you said, 60 yards was the longest drive, I believe.
No, 70 was the longest
drive.
So this is by five at least the longest or the longest field in front of them. I formation, wides both ways. They feed it to Fowler. Fowler left side, turns the corner at the 35. Juke steps in the 40. Markers are down as he goes across midfield. This could come back, though. Fowler, 20-10, high steps into the end zone, but it could all be for naught, because back at the 35-yard line is a penalty marker, and that never bodes well for a long run.
Yeah, I believe that was a holding penalty there. Great cut by Fowler, though, in the backfield. He waited for that cut into the open and then cut back on the defensive back. Unfortunately, as you said, it all goes for naught. For a holding penalty. Usually it had nothing to do with the play whatsoever.
It's like that old 80s song, Wake Me Up Before You Go, Bo, Go,
yeah,
Go.
Yeah.
Jitterbug.
Jitterbug. You're going to pull
all
out wham.
Back. Wow, yeah, pull your wham. And it is back inside the 24-yard line is where they're going to mark him all the way back. So they take six off the board. And to add insult to injury, they've got a first down and 12 instead of 10. Big break there for Gibbon, although, as you have to say, who knows if that run would have occurred had the infraction not occurred. You don't know.
I think it would have. Just my
Reed
opinion.
Reed under center. Maryland eye, triple stack. Hand off to the deep man. That's Fowler. Cuts back again. Spins out to the 30. Still going as he is tackled there right at the 30-yard line. Gets some yardage back. It'll bring up a second down and close to 7 yards to go.
Well, he runs with a lot of authority and a good patience. He set that up and cut back and spun in the middle. And may not look like much, but that's a nice 7-yard run for Fowler.
Fowler, a guy who put on 15 pounds of muscle in the offseason. He had that labrum injury. It doesn't seem to be slowing him down at all.
I think like Tony Harper's looking hard at this guy. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I formation again, wides both ways. Fowler gets the call, 30, 35, Fowler 40, 45, 50, Fowler 45, 40, forced out of bounds there in a touchdown-saving tackle by Gibbon. And give credit there to Dakota Kenton for forcing Fowler off and another penalty marker down. Personal foul is called against Adams Central, and another long run by Fowler is going to get called back.
I tell you, I thought I didn't see the personal foul, but that was just some exceptional blocking there. He waited. There's a nice kick-out block. His tight end stayed on his block, and the linebacker let him cut back. And that was a nice run, but he must have gotten a little aggressive with his blocking because we're going the wrong direction.
Yeah, it seemed like it was away from the ball or the play for sure. And, it had nothing to do with the blocking. I think it was just Adams Central maybe lost their composure on that play. It ends up hurting them. Hurting him big time because that was a great run by Fowler.
Coach is going to get hold of him. He's had a 70-yard run and about a 25-yard run. He's had 100 yards of rushing. He's lost right here in the last.
and Adams Central back at their about 23-yard line where it's second down and 12 coming back out in that triple stack offense. Fowler again dots the eye. Back to pass, rolling right. Reed got Rosved in the flat. He's got some running room. First down. Cuts back inside nearly to midfield. Cole Rosved.
Just hitting that little flat route and a good blocking up the field by his other receiver. He ran the deep route, saw the pass was caught, made a nice block and allowed the receiver to pick up the first down plus a little.
10 minutes to go, third period. 2 minutes on this drive for Adams Central. Marred by some costly penalties, but Adams Central now with the first down, changed it up, took it out of the hands of the running back and into the arm of Creighton Reed to Rosvet for the first down. I formation, slot to the right side, wides both ways, under center. They give it to the tailback, and Fowler has it across the 50 down to about the 47 or 8-yard line where he is stopped by a host of Gibbon Buffaloes, Dorzinski, and on a tackle there at the bottom of the pile.
Gibbon came with a blitz that time, had a defender in the backfield, but Fowler just put a foot in the ground and cut to his left and headed north and south. And, again, just nice, strong running by this senior running back.
6 yards to go in the second down play as Adams Central breaks the huddle, and they send Rosvet out to the left side. Wide to the far side of the field as well. Pitch this time coming near side. It's Fowler. Cuts back at the 45. Fights to the 40-yard line and a first down for the Patriots.
Boy, that was a – he's turned and just lowered his shoulder and ran over that defender right there at the 40-yard line. Not afraid of contact. Put on that muscle, as you said, in the offseason, and he's flexing it right now.
That's what I had noticed earlier. I thought maybe, Fowler was trying to avoid the hits, but on that play, he showed his domination. The kid squats 440. He was going to embrace that hit and take him to the ground.
First and 10 for Adams Central out front, 34 zip here, approaching the midway point of the third quarter. Back to pass. Reed rolls to his right, looking downfield, and he's going to get – he's going to get in trouble, and he launches one out of bounds. He'll get called for the intentional grounding, I believe.
Good pressure by the Gibbon Buffaloes. Got up the field, put pressure, took away the flat route, took away the receiver, and he just tried to throw it away. Looks like we maybe have an injured player. They're picking up that flag, though. They're picking up the flag and waving it off.
Well, that's one of those bing-bing plays, because if the ball would have left his hands before – the tackle, that would not be in the grasp. That would not be intentional grounding, right?
Yeah.
Well, the rule, I mean, it looked like he may have got outside the tackle box, but the rule is if you don't throw it towards the sticks, if you're still behind the line of scrimmage, that's intentional grounding. And that's where I think Coach McLaughlin might be upset where they picked up that flag, because he might have been outside the tackle box, but it was still from his angle. And from my angle, I think intentional grounding.
He definitely threw it to the coach on the sideline.
Incomplete pass, second down, 10. Maryland I, dotting the I. Niederklein gets the handoff across the 40 down to about the 37-yard line as Adams Central switches back to first gear, low gear, and grinds out three more.
Got another flag on the far side over there.
There's been a lot of flags so far in this game.
This time it's a face mask, it looks like.
You have Rockefeller, the credit on that tackle for Given. Clock stopped at 8:23 as the men in stripes mark off 5 against Given. More than that.
15. It's a face mask.
Face mask, 15.
Oh, wow, that's a huge penalty. You talk about penalties in the pregame, and they have really hurt Given tonight.
Yep, they've had 2 face masks, a pass interference for 15 yards. They've got 8 total for over 55 yards.
So they come from a 2nd and 10 by virtue of that penalty to a 1st and 10 all the way down inside the 25 of the Given Buffaloes. Triple stack again. Hand off again, Niederklein, right side, cutback, gets to the sticks, first down, spins inside, and almost breaks away, gets down inside the 20, 15, they're going to mark it at the 10-yard line is where he finally was stopped.
And Niederklein's a fine-looking running back. I think the coach alluded to in the pregame that normally he would be anybody starting running back, but with the combination of him and Fowler, that is really tough to stop. And they've shown they can throw the football. I would be really worried if I was playing in this district going forward.
Yeah, well, nice job by Niederklein to stay in bounds and cut back and get an extra couple yards there.
They're about even on games, yards gained on the air, triple stack. Again, they feed to the tailback, Niederklein. He's tripped up and still falls forward for a couple.
Boy, had him in the backfield, and he just bounced off of that tackle. They shot the gap that did the Gibbon Buffaloes. Had him in the backfield. He bounced off of it, kept his feet, stumbled forward, and picked up about 3 or 4 yards on that play.
34 zip the score. Adams Central out front and knocking on the door. 7:35 to go in the third period of play. Adams Central has not punted in this ball game. This is the opening drive of the second half. We have not seen Gibbon's offense in quarter number 3 yet. Maryland I under center. Creighton Reed calls out the signals. Hands off. Fowler, right side, tippy toe to the right side, into the end zone, touchdown Adams Central, and it is now 40-0.
Wow, he just, nobody touched him. He bounced off the outside, took his time, let his blockers take care of business, and he walked into the end zone.
75-yard drive. Started at the 25-yard line of Adams Central. And the drive started with, obviously, 12 on the clock, and there's 7:12, so that was nearly a 5-minute drive.
Well, it was helped by several penalties there. The face mask penalty was a big play, but it was called back with a couple of penalties. So this game's getting a little chippy, and they need to clean up the penalties on both sides, I think.
Here's the point after attempt. That one is up, and that one is good. And so your score with 7:12 to go in the third is Adams Central 41. And Given nothing on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Farmers, when you're looking for new or used farm equipment, remember Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer. Oregon Trail Equipment is your source for new and used tractors, combines, planters, sprayers, skid steers, and lawn equipment. Need parts, service, or just some helpful advice? They'll take care of you. Search new and used inventory online at OregonTrailEquipment.com. Keep going and keep growing with Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer with 7 locations throughout central Nebraska and Marysville, Kansas.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As Van Meter takes the kickoff from Cody Hansen and returns it about 10, 12 yards. Given will set up their first drive of the second half, starting from their own 38-yard line, but down by 41 points and a running clock.
And then we know how effective the running clocks are.
Yeah, not very.
It hadn't started yet.
Schuster wide to the right side. Stroh is the quarterback. Van Meter is the lone setback. They put a man in motion from the left to the right. Here comes the shotgun or the pistol and the handoff to Van Meter. He stood up right at the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 coming.
There's just no holes for Van Meter to run to. And great penetration by this defensive line by Hastings Adams Central.
Yeah, they're just controlling that front the line of scrimmage, and they've got to get a push, Gibbon does, in order to open up some holes, give them some lanes to run in. I think they're going to have to maybe attack the outside edge, try to get some something going on the outside because they cannot run against that front four.
Now they go spread with slots both ways. I see a wing to the right, slot to the left. Pistol formation. Stroh sends a man left to right in motion again. Here comes a snap. Fire it out into the flat. It's in and out of the hands of the intended receiver who was your slot man going from left to right. That was Quentin Rockefeller.
Tried to run a little bubble screen out here with the wide receiver. Hit him right in the chest. I think he maybe wanted to run with it before he had it, but I'm not sure how much he would have got.
It was an awkward position to be in to catch and run.
Yeah, he had
probably, as long as it wasn't a lateral, probably just well he dropped it.
Yeah. Okay, but again, they're going to have to get to the outside. Those are the type of plays they're going to have to run in order to move the ball.
Double slots, pistol formation, back to pass, southpaw. Stroh is going to be buried back at the 30-yard line. No time at all there. And it's going to bring up another punting situation. This will be Gibbons' sixth punt of the ball game on their seventh possession of the ball game. And net yardage approximation, well, they didn't have any positive yardage there at all, so it'll be whatever they had minus 6 yards in the first half.
So they go from 24 a half to 16 there.
35-yard line is where the twin safeties stand for Adams Central. A nice kick this time by Gibbon. Ball bounces at the 40-yard line, and it'll go dead right there just outside the 40. So Adams Central will start at their own 40-yard line. Leading 41-0, 4:57 to go in the third. The Gibbon faithful didn't expect that. There was a little bit of electricity in the air here as we got here tonight, and we talked to some of the folks out volunteering with the traffic and whatnot, and they thought, yeah, we're going to have a good house. Got to be a good, exciting ball game. But, wow, Adams Central has really put on a clinic here tonight.
They really have. They've executed well on both sides of the ball, and Gibbon's learned what 3-0 means.
Maryland Eye, everybody in tight. Handoff goes to Fowler, finds the corner, spins across the 40 to about the 43-yard line. He went way deep as he turned the corner, so he was turning upfield, but he was still behind the line of scrimmage. And, you know, after all of that, they gave him about a net one. Second down, 9 coming.
Yeah, but he's running with a lot of confidence. You can see him. He's waiting. He's patient. He's spinning off of arm tackles and boy, he's like it's a O.J. Simpson. You say, hit that state of clear. I know where I'm going. Just get out of my way.
4:15 to go on the clock in the third period. Maryland Eye, they give it to the middle man this time. That's not a frequent happening, but he is stacked up at the line of scrimmage by Gibbon, sniffing that one out quite well. That was Jack Berry on the carry.
Gibbon needs to have a good stand here on third and long. They need to get off the field, give their offense another chance here. Maybe get a chance to see this elusive punter.
Rosfett is rumored to be the punter here. He's Cole like, Rosfett, the man that has played.
He's like a Yeti or something.
Yeah.
<He's> like,
yeah. We've never seen him, but we think he exists.
We've seen footprints of him.
Rolling back to pass, Reed fires out in the flat. Niederklein, great catch, but a great tackle by Van Meter inside the 40-yard line. So Adams Central, for the first time tonight, will put foot on ball in the punt formation.
Yeah, that ball was thrown out here in the flat, but again, thrown a little behind the receiver. Wasn't able to make a good job by Van Meter to come up from his safety position, wrap up the receiver, and get him on the ground for a fourth down in a punting position.
Good play call. The out route was open. It just was an unfortunate.
Rosmer rockets it down to the 25-yard line. Schuster has it, and he's immediately held up there and tackled it to 25. It was good to field the ball. Because if it had gone over his head, they'd have been way deep in their end zone. So Schuster did the right thing, catch the ball first. Not much of a return, but he got it.
Well, he was trying to get away, but the Adams Central defender had him by the shirt and was clinging for everything he had, and he was trying to get loose, but unfortunately couldn't get loose before the defenders got down to put the tackle on him.
So it was 3:10 left in the third quarter before Adams Central had to make their first punt. Pistol formation, they go option, quarterback keeper, left side, and it'll be a little bit of a pickup there for the quarterback Stroh. And he's had some yards on the ground through the year.
He's run the ball well. They're keying on Van Meter. He just doesn't have that, that elusive speed. But it does get about 6 yards on that, 4 yards on that carry.
Well, actually, we'll split the difference. We're calling second down and five coming on that quarterback carry by Stroh. Clock down at 2:15 to go now. This time in the gun, Van Meter and the Wildcat. He's got it himself. He goes one way and then cuts back, and he's going to be intercepted in the backfield and thrown for about a 3-yard loss.
Number 44, the linebacker on that side. You got the number there?
Jack Barry just hit Van Meter really hard there. Good sound defensive play. Didn't let the Wildcat fool him. Did his assignment and hit him in the backfield.
Right, good discipline. This defense has played well. Discipline, sound, fundamental football tonight.
They go trips wide to the right side. And a pistol formation again. The lone setback is Van Meter. They go out into the right flat, and losing his footing is Van Meter. And it's going to bring up fourth down and a punting situation again for Gibbon.
I think like a ground gremlin got him maybe there.
Yeah.
He wasn't anybody around him. He just kind of stumbled as he came around the 30-yard line.
Punts in a row this time with 1:22 to go in the third. Adam Central presumably will get the ball back. Twin safeties at the 40. Nice kick up to the 45 is where Fowler takes it, comes near side, finds a seam at the 50, and then blasts down across the 50 to the 45 or 6-yard line. Again, good field position for Adams Central as they start this time in Buffalo territory.
Got a
Fowler
man down out there on the field. Is it Fowler?
It is Fowler, but I think he's just kind of sitting there. I think he got the wind knocked out of him. We'll see.
He had that labrum injury earlier this year.
A little cramp in the calf there, looks like.
You want to make sure that it is a cramping, though, because if you lose Jake, you know they might be able to go through the regular season without him. But when you get into those playoff games, you need a workhorse like Jake if you want to make some noise if you're Adams Central.
Well, you don't want to see anybody, except in a game like this. But it looks like it's a cramp, as you said. They're pretty aggressive with that leg, and I can't imagine that they would be stretching it like that if it was anything other than
cramp. Stretching, and they're not squeezing any of the joints.
So. Yeah, yeah.
And you know, with that much work and this kind of night, last week at Giltner, we saw cramps begin the end of the game for Kennesaw because cramping up of their star quarterback, Tyler Schnitzler, really limited their offense.
You got to hydrate during the week. You can't do it the game day. Get your fluids.
Well, I'm good at that part of my game. That part of my game has never been a problem. Hydrating was all right.
You know, in a weather like this where it's probably down in the 50s, you wouldn't think that cramping would be an issue. The summer heat's pretty much gone. But like you said, it's all about hydration. What you drink on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is what is in your body now. And
well,
that's
it's that. And you know, this time of night, you can get just a little bit of that dew on the field. And you know how it goes. You get a little slippage and the muscle kind of tweaks. And boom, you could do that.
You got some scores there?
Go ahead.
Yep.
I want to see what the temp is. Go ahead. Platt temp is still preps. Up at 67.
No, that's nice.
Yeah.
In Class A, Kearney leading Grand Island 24-0. That's in the third. Scotts Bluff beats Aurora 32-8. That's a final.
Wow.
Grand Island Northwest, wow, they're 40-23. They're leading Gearing in the fourth quarter. Beatrice 44-0 over Hastings. That's in the third. York 14-6 currently beating Holdridge in the third. And in C1 right here, we've got 41-0. Kearney Catholic 34, Central City 0. That's another district game here, so that'll be an interesting score. I know that Gibbon plays Central City, looks like, to end the year, so that'll be a good matchup there. Let's go into Grand Island Central Catholic 24, St. Paul 10. And that's all we've got as of 8:47.
I want to look down the Adams Central depth Fowler's chart
up
here.
He's up and walking
and
off the
field. And
you
see that, Fowler and then Niederklein, and I don't know who's, but I'm thinking Fowler's probably,
it's probably
done for tonight. Yeah. Niederklein will carry for a while, and then we'll see maybe someone further down the chart. I don't have it down that far.
Probably a good idea. I've got Jake Fowler for 155 yards. He's done his dues. This game is no longer in doubt. It might be a good idea to just shut him down.
Well, he had 155 yards rushing, but he also had 100 yards that got called back on two plays. So he's run more than he's getting credit for.
He's been returning kicks.
Rosvet is wide to the right. Pitch. Niederklein cut back. 45. Niederklein 40. Nearly the first down. Shy by about 3 yards on some nice tackling there by Gibbon. Give credit there to the Buffaloes, Ryan Newyar.
Yeah, we had a penalty. That play's going to come back. I didn't see what the indication was. See what the ref has to say. It might have been a 5 yard.
Well, it's going from the point of the foul. So it'll be some sort of a block in the back, holding, or clip infraction because it's going back big time. And Adams Central, offensively, seems to have lost just a little bit of the edge.
Yeah, they've lost a little bit of their discipline there because they were really crisp and clean in the first half. They've had, what, 4 penalties here since halftime?
That's their second for sure.
Well, they had
the 2 called back.
Two called back in that first drive.
So
that's at least 3 severe because now we're looking at Adams Central at a 1st and 25, Gibbon has some, and they give it off to Niederklein, and he gouges out about 7 or 8 yards and gets part of that back.
I think they're going to sit this one and go to the fourth quarter.
Clock is about ready to wrap up here in the third period of play, and your score, Adams Central 41, Gibbon nothing. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in a minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
You often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or, what if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
Caring about customers first is the Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of 4 select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
The Breeze, 94.5.
41-0, Adams Central scored one time here in the second half. They punted once and scored once. Gibbon has punted a couple of times. 7 or 8 in all in this ball game. They've only had one drive that didn't end in a punt, and that was when it ran out of clock in the first half. I think Gibbon is truly disappointed here by at the obviously, any team's going to be at a 41-0, but I think they had strong thoughts that they were going to give them a game.
Well, you had a lot of shirts around here that say restore the order. They were thinking they were, this was going to be a signature game. And I think you're right. They're a little disappointed with the outcome. But the kids have played hard. They got a stop on that last series to see if they can get a stop here, and they get the ball back.
Craig Eckert, Tim Bob Kitzmiller, Jeff Abel from Husker Power Products Broadcast Booth, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Husker Power Products, when you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane and natural gas, diesel irrigation engine.
customized to your specs. It's been a long time, huh? Okay, yeah. Adam Central breaks their huddle as the refs say, let's get it going here.
Adam Central had used the quarter break, and then they had called a timeout.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yep.
All right, didn't catch that. I formation, slot is Rosvet. He'll take the end around, and he's going to get pulled down, but not until he got about 3 or 4 yards. Rosvet from the slot on the right side goes left and picks up about 4.
You know, they have had a lot of yards after contact, a lot of yak yards tonight for Adam Central. Their runners are running hard, and I don't know if it's arm tackling or if it's just they're just that much more physical as a ball team.
Well, that run by Rosvet, I mean, it looked like he was just not wanting to go down. It didn't matter if it was going to be an arm tackle or not. A good sound tackle might have had a tough time bringing him
in. Now, remember, they started when in deficit here, so they're still third down and 15. They picked up 10 yards off that massive penalty they got in the trailing seconds of the third quarter. In the gun is Reed, and they stopped the clock here because of a penalty, and that time Adam Central shot themselves in the foot again. And they'll go back to third down, but add 5 more to that deficit. It'll be third down and about 20 yards to go. The ball is spotted at the 44-yard line of Adams Central. They have to get down to the 38 of the Buffaloes.
Well, had a blitz coming that strong side right into the face of that offensive lineman. He just flinched. He wanted to pick up that blitz, and the defender had timed it well, because if he had not jumped, he might have had a free run at the back or the quarterback.
Timed about as well as perfect you can, because there, I mean, it was like snap and action, but like you said, just flinched the offensive lineman.
Reed directing traffic. He doesn't like what he sees from his one wide receiver. He wants him up on the line of scrimmage. Might have saved a penalty there. Handoff goes to Niederklein across the 15. Niederklein down to the 45, continues to struggle forward to the 44-yard line. He is eerily close to a first down there from the standpoint of the Gibbon faithful here. That would have been a disaster. Now it's fourth down and an apparent punting situation. Rosvet is back to do the kicking chores.
He runs with so much, I mean, violence. I mean, he is just attacking the defender and fighting and struggling to get out of every. He's a heck of a back.
Second punt by Rosvet comes with 10:07 to go in the ball game. High kick. Schuster lets it. Oh, he let it. He caught the ball in the end zone. No, close to the end zone.
It's like they're going to spot him at maybe the 2 or 3.
And he should have let that go in. Oh, that was not the right thing to do.
Well, you know,
I'm sure he thought it was the right thing to do, but oh, my, no.
Lack of presence of where you are on the field. My coach used to tell me, put your heels on the 10-yard line and do not back up.
Yeah.
And he did not know where he was at on the field.
Initially, it looked like he was going to let that go, and I think he saw the Adams Central player breathing down his neck, and he thought, hey, I need to maybe try and get this ball out of the end zone, because if not, it might be down at the 1. But it looked like it was going to go in the end zone no matter
right.
what.
Yeah, he needed to get away.
So they're pinned way back now in the gun and rolling. The southpaw quarterback, Stroh, gets it out, and it's intercepted and in and out of the hands of the defender. That was that Barry?
That looked like 45, Patrick Herman there.
Yeah, they tried to run the out route here on this side, and Herman was waiting on that play. You're right. He thought he had him a pick, and it went right through his hands. He was waiting on that pass.
So Gibbon dodges that bullet. They took one here just a moment ago, though, by receiving a punt at the 3-yard line. Stroh is under center. He's got one setback in back of him. Handoff goes to the up man, and it is Rockefeller, I believe, crashing out to about the 5-yard line. Let's see who got up off the turf there.
Just trying to drive that ball off the goal line, give yourself a little room. And they just really need a first down, if nothing else, a few yards to give them some room to punt the ball out of here. Either way, they might wind up giving a short field back to Adams Central.
Might have been Kenton on that carry. Anyhow, it's third down. They got a little bit of daylight there. Third down, ball spotted just inside the 5, and they've got to go 6 to get the first. They try and go roll with the quarterback, and he's going to get trapped inside the 5. He's lucky he didn't get trapped in the end zone there. That was a dangerous play as he was carrying that ball out too far outside, trying to get a pass off. And Adam Central smothered him inside the 5-yard line. So it'll be a punting situation from the end zone.
Short snap, too. Not your normal 15 yards here. See if Adam Central comes after the block.
Standing at the 35-yard line in twin safety, it's Niederklein. He lets it bounce inside the 30-yard line. Also over there, twin safety is Niederklein. That doesn't sound too good, did it? That was Derek Lanowski back there with him. He was the other twin.
The other twin?
The other twin. And so they got a first down and 10. Adams Central got a bounce there. Goes inside the 30-yard line. First and 10 for Adams Central. This time they go from their worst field position of the evening to their best starting field position of the evening inside the 30 of the Gibbon Buffaloes.
I think you have a new quarterback in here, maybe.
Yeah,
12.
Pick that up. Adams Central has Dylan Steinkruger in. At quarterback, and the
22.
Handoff goes.
Number 22 carried the ball that time. We got our subs in. We're going to check our rosters.
Here, 22,
Logan Brown.
That's Logan Bowen.
Logan Bowen.
I'm glad y'all are reading it. I don't have my glasses on. I can see the numbers because we're far enough away from them.
The farther you go down the depth chart, the smaller the
I noticed print that.
Is.
That's why I wasn't going to try to read it.
Second and six now for Adams Central as they got their reserves in. And on a crossbuck play, that again was Bowen. And he'll get a couple of yards as the clock continues to run now at 7 minutes to go in this ball game.
You wanted to know who the third team back was. You found out. It's
there
Bowen.
It is. Third down and five coming. Adams Central in control here. Running clock and a 41-point lead. Given poor field position here in the late going. Triple I still, though. Handoff goes to the tailback. Bowen is smothered in the backfield. As I think that Kenton has about had a suit full of this ball club tonight, and he's just about ready to hit anything that moves.
Yep,
he did that time.
He did.
Fourth down coming for Adams Central, but they're still deep in Gibbon territory at the 28-yard line. Fourth down and seven.
Looks like they're going to go for it here. You know, get those younger guys some reps. Why not? You know, the clock's going to be running anyway.
Quarterback Steinkruger, under center, Maryland I. Handoff, deep man, Bowen got some running room, and he got the first down as he carries a bunch with him. We know this about the number three back. He's got some want to in him.
He's been paying attention to the guys in front of him. He's running with his pads low and has been paying attention to the coach, and that was a well-run play.
So Bowen picks up a first. It's first down and 10 to go. The Patriots can get a first down. No, can they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's outside the 10. They can get a first down before the score. Maryland I. Whistle blows.
Spotted at the 15. We got a flag here.
And the flag is procedure against the Patriots. Somebody done something wrong. And the line probably.
We had, you know.
That running clock stopped again, just in case.
Just in case you didn't notice.
You got to be happy if you're Adams Central, 41-0, but you can't be happy with some of the smaller stuff. If you've already got 9 penalties, a lot of false starts, a lot of offsides, a lot of little stuff that you shouldn't be doing, you should have already had wrinkled out by game four.
We'll go on the schedule, see what Adams Central and the Buffs have in future weeks here. Handoff again, tailback Bowen, the deep tailback, and he gets across the line of scrimmage, but not, he gets up to the original line of scrimmage. Gain of about 5, still has second down and about 11 yards to go as the clock now under 5 to go in this ball game. We think maybe Bill Carlin will come up after the ball game, talk a little bit about that, so we'll have Jeff ask him about those things.
There you go.
You bet I will.
Maybe. We'll see. I'd heard he might come up. I don't know. Under center. Hand off to the deep man, Bowen. Cutback. Nice cutback there. At the 5, goes into the end zone. Touchdown, Adams Central. That was a nice move.
No,
by
I
Bowen.
Think he's short. I had marked him just
oh,
short.
Oh, the knee went down. Boy, that was a nice cutback, and he squirted through, and they said he touched down. Not touchdown. Touched down. Just outside, so it's a first down, though.
Yeah.
It's a first down and goal to go. As Adams Central hangs onto the ball and the clock ticks down and they send wides both ways. Steinkruger is under center. It's a Maryland I, deep I. Here's Bowen.
They'll give him the call again. He goes right side, spins in. That time he got it. And Adams Central goes up top 47-0.
You got to be really happy if you're Coach Cullen, seeing your third string back, Logan Brown. He's already been in there for 7 carries, now for 39 yards. He got a touchdown. Future looks bright in the backfield. You know, with Fowler going to be gone next year, I mean, it's only game 4. We can't look ahead too far. But, you know, need decline, and now Bowen. Impressive stable of running backs they got there at Adams Central.
30-yard drive that time.
They've got a good program over at Adams Central. They continue to build up that system that they continue to run from the junior high all the way up. They built a nice program. See that a lot in these C1 and B schools.
That time the kicker was not on target, and for the second time, point after was no good. So the kickers collectively tonight for Adams Central are 5 out of 7 PATs. The Patriots collectively 47 points and given nothing. From the Husker Power Products broadcast booth on the Breeze 94.5 FM, we'll hear the kickoff from the Adams Central Patriots in a half a minute on KLIQFM.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Kickoff by Adams Central is a short one, and coming up is Steele at the 30-yard line, goes far side of the field and turns north-south, gets about 4 more out of that, and the Gibbon Buffaloes will set up at the 34, their own 34-yard line, trailing 47-0, 4 even on the clock.
We'll see if Gibbon leaves their starters in, maybe gets their young guys some reps too. 4 minutes with a running clock, there's not much you can do. This might be the final drive of the game, if not second last to drive to go.
I think the
Stroh is still
staff
he can't
like
get much younger
it.
Than yeah. Stroh. He's a sophomore. So hand off to Van Meter, who's gotten nothing tonight as far as a head of steam. He certainly in short bursts have shown what he could do, and in previous years we've seen what a great back he can be, but tonight he has really been hamstrung by Adams Central.
Well, I'm sure they'd like to get some offense going here. As you said, like the Buffaloes would like to see this be the last drive of the game with them culminating in a touchdown here. So see if they can pick up a first down and get something going for them.
They go double wide. Slot man is to the right side. Now Schuster goes in motion from the left to the right. Pistol, handoff, Van Meter. He gets a couple of yards, but not much as they try to go straight up the middle against that big old Adams Central defensive line.
It looks like they've got some subs in on the defense, too, it looks like, for Adams Central.
You got to be happy to see Adams Central if your twos are out there holding Gibbons ones to, negative yardage and 1 yard gains.
Yeah, they've got some.
Chase Morlang is in there, a defensive tackle. He's one of the new numbers we're seeing in there. Single setback, Van Meter gets the handoff, and he does some nice cutback running, gets out to the 40-yard line, but that'll be a net pickup of only about 2 yards. It'll bring up third down, fourth down, and 5 yards to go. He did a lot of living there in that run, but not much forward progress.
Yeah, he did a nice job of trying to get back and find a crease, but still going to come up short, fourth down, going to go for it.
High formation, slot left, handoff goes to Van Meter, and immediately tackled as he got the ball for a loss. That'll be a turnover on downs, and Adams Central will get the ball back.
You're right. The twos for Adams Central made a nice stand there. They've got to be happy with that. If you're getting a chance to get on the field and playing some good, strong defense to get a fourth down stop and the ball back with 2 minutes and six to go.
2:05 to go in the half is when Adams Central in the first half culminated their last score to make it 34-0. So they've only scored 13 points here in the second half. But it doesn't make Gibbon feel any better because they've scored none.
Clock's under two now. You might just see.
It's all perspective.
see a couple of runs here, and we might be done.
Stein Kruger under center. They give it to Bowen again. A nice cutback, and he goes forward almost 10 yards, but pulled down about 2 yards shy of the first down of my angles right now, 4 yards shy. So about a six-yard run. We're at a little bit of an angle here due to the crowd on the field.
And boy, he stopped on the dime and cut back in between the defenders. He's elusive.
He could be quite a change-up to those powerful backs.
Yeah.
Not that Fowler's only power.
That's he's only a sophomore. Was he a sophomore?
Brown's a junior.
Junior.
Or Bowen. Sorry.
He's actually listed as a wide-out defensive back, so he probably is farther up to the chart on that side than he is now at tailback. Keeper by Stein Kruger, and he gets a couple of yards on the deal. It'll be third down and short.
Kruger on the quarterback keeper, tackled by the interior line of the Buffalo.
Clock running. Short. Just trying to run the clock out here.
45 seconds to go. And this one will be in the books. A 4-0 Adams Central team and a 3-1 Gibbon team will shake hands and promise to see each other again in a year. Stein Kruger, I formation. He'll just kind of fall forward. Wasn't a kneel down.
No, good surge.
But it was a good surge. 15 seconds on the clock now. Surge enough for a first down. That's all they wanted to do was secure position for the remainder of the ball game, and they did that. From the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, again, Craig Eckert, Tim Bob Kitzmiller, and Jeff Babel thanking you for being along with us tonight and staying with us in this deficit-ridden ball game here between Gibbon and Adams Central. Frankly, we like to see close games, and last couple of weeks it hasn't turned out that way. And the surprising thing is last week with Gibbon and Kennesaw, where we had a 1 and a 3 against one another, and here where we got a 1 and a, at least a top 10, 1 and 7 or 9, depending on what poll you look at, you would have expected and hoped for a little more competitive game. But Adams Central had their hitting shoes on tonight. And frankly, physically, it just kind of looked like they were that. Yeah,
I always thought they were hitting britches. That's what I was, Brian. We're hitting shoes. We're hitting britches.
Yeah,
big boy britches and come hit people. And that was Adams Central had on the big boy hitting britches tonight.
Yeah.
And it was a much more lopsided game than we intended it to be.
So your final score again was 41. No.
41.
Yeah, 41. No.
47. Thank you. 47.
They shut the scoreboard off, and my short-term memory just ain't what it used to be.
Short-term memory.
47 to nothing. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back and wrap things up. Maybe have Coach Bill Carlin from Adams Central come up. Like I said, we don't have a firm commitment, but there was talk that he might come up and talk to us after the ball game and find out how he's liking it here in C1. When we get back here on The Breeze, Game of the Week on 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Wrapping things up here, it was a short game but a long night for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Short on the clock because of all the running, and then the ironically named running clock in the final half of the third quarter. They started the running clock when Adams Central came out on their first possession of the second half, tacked on another 7 points to their 34-point halftime lead, and the clock continued to run. And we didn't expect this wide a margin, but we did expect a rapid game because both teams would have liked to have run, and which of course means fewer passes and fewer incompletions and fewer theoretical clock stoppages. But we got the short game, but not for the right reasons. Unless you're an Adams Central fan,
and then you're
loving it because you see that you stepped in here and fought back a top 10 opponent and showed some depth as well as some of the talent that they have. Adams Central. Well, we'll recap that scoring here in a moment. Why don't you take a look at some of the individual stats there, Jeff?
You bet. Jake Fowler, the All-State running back for Hastings. Adams Central, he went down in the fourth quarter. He still got his 16 carries for 155 and a couple scores there, four scores actually. Buzz Niederkline came in, relieved him well. He got 10 carries for 102 yards. That's 10 yards a carry. That's about a first down every time he touched the ball. Logan Bowen, I've been calling him Brown all night. He came in 8 carries for 45 yards. A multitude of other people ran, totaling 319 rushing. Creighton Reed for Adams Central. He went 8 for 12 today for 122 yards. 8 for 12, that is 75% for 122 yards, 441 total yards. And Gibbon, not much in the second half. You know, they had 24 total yards after the first half. They had 7 total in the second half, 19 rushing and then 12 passing for Gibbon. Eli Van Meter, you kind of expected the Eli Van Meter versus Jake Fowler show tonight. Jake Fowler, 155, and his buddy Niederkline, had 102. Van Meter, only 14 rushing yards on 20 carries. So Eli Van Meter, a guy who has a very high yards per carry and yards per game. I think it was 265 per game, if my math was right before the game, holding him to 14. Garrett Stroh, 3 of 7 for 12 yards, and just a multitude of penalties for both teams. Adam Central, looks like they had 9, and Gibbon had 8. But, Gibbon's 8 were big, face masks. I think there was a cheap shot penalty in there one, too. So pure domination as far as the stat book. 441 total yards for Adam Central compared to 31 for Gibbon, and it showed up on the scoreboard 47-0.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.